Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
your mind, tell your brother God. Don't go and talk about my father.
God of the world has brought us again to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. We want to welcome you to Black Power Radio, and we hope you will buckle your seatbelts tonight for this episode, because we promise it will be action-packed, it will be knowledge-filled, and some of you might get the Holy Ghost and get Holy Ghost-filled tonight. We're going to light it up, the killing fields of Florida, and there's one, a G.K. Owens was killed by a neighbor. We have several neighbor killings that we are investigating at this time. The Justice Department, the New Black Panther Party, and those that are involved in the community. And it's just certain sensitive issues that we feel obligated to respond in a manner that will be effective for the families that have lost their loved ones. We love you so much here at Black Power Radio. And this is Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar. I'm your host this evening. We're in the city of Washington, D.C., of all places. If we're not banned from here, we will do another episode of Black Power Radio right here. Give you more of what you listen to radio for. They have the smartphone people are right up front. We can see you clearly, and they're waving their smartphones as usual. And there is a row of dumb phone people right behind them, unfortunately. But they are listening to Black Power Radio, nevertheless. And there is on the third row, as always, we have our Android folks. The people on their Android phones are not smiling as wide as the smartphone folk, but nevertheless, they have smiles as well. And right behind them, there's a look of dismay, but it's not a frown. Those are the paranoid phone folk are here with us tonight. We're happy to have you all on Black Power Radio. You could have attended your nephew's bar mitzvah tonight. You could have went there. And we had a group of people that just got, they got all in one Uber and went to Augusta, Georgia, yes, for the Tournament of Champions and the pro golf tournaments. And they are bound to get a green jacket out of this thing eventually. But nevertheless, they're at the tournaments tonight. They're playing tennis. They're everywhere. They're not here at Black Power Radio, because those that are here are tuned in, and they're saying Black Power, a strong Black revolution as the only solution. And, of course, those others that could have attended the soccer mom practice, and the soccer moms are, they just got in the wagon, and they're on their way to soccer mom practice. But we're here at Black Power Radio. We love you so much. Thank you for joining us tonight. We have our brother way up. He might be near on Rikers Island at this point. But Brother Abdullah is here tonight. I hope we can tune in. Brother Abdullah, we want to welcome you to Black Power Radio, representing the East Coast. He is the assistant to the field marshal, and he has found himself, incarcerated. And we are always put the people from behind the wall first here on Black Power Radio. So give us your update, Brother Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power to all of those and our vast listening audience and our vast participating
Black Power. Oh,
Black Power.
How you
welcome,
doing, comrades,
welcome
out there in New York? What up, my field marshal department and the MOD department, Black Power to the MOJ and every department in the Central Committee. Right now, I'm waiting to go to court on the 14th. It's a little incident that occurred in New York City in the Manhattan, lower part of Manhattan, West 8th Street, over a pair of pants. My pants I had a hole in it, and I went to the Goodwill and asked for help. They denied me, and some big shit ensued. That was, and they wound me in jail. They charged me with robbery 3 and assault in the second. And my parole violations went also.
Okay.
So that's, I go to court this Wednesday, God willing. I hope I get out, whatever. And that's Black Power.
Well, Black Power. So Brother Abdullah has a very unique situation, and he is a brother that's a dedicated Panther, always doing and giving and serving around the city. See, I've been on tour with Brother Abdullah. I know where Abdullah's coming from. I walk and talk with Brother Abdullah. Love me some Brother Abdullah, and we'll fight for him. His lawyers have called me, and we've talked it over, and we will be getting back with them. He has a woman lawyer and a man lawyer of New York City, and we have been talking, and we will get the situation worked out with Brother Abdullah. But we thank you again for taking from your, I know it's busy behind that wall. People,
you have 1 minute left.
Can you hear me there, what you see? Yeah.
You have 1 minute, Abdullah, drop it like it's hot, mama.
All right, when I come out, we're going to be strong. We're going to move Black strong. And I'm going to do what's right this time, and I'm going to be among my peace, the comrades. We got a lot of work to do. I wish I could try. I want to travel out of this shit. I'm tired of the belly of the beast. I want the belly of the beast to farm me out. And my heart's condolences go out to the people of Florida. My heart's condolences go out to the man that got murdered in the train a couple months ago by some heroes. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's Black Power for all the comrades out there. I'll be in tune.
Black Power.
Assalamu alaikum. Black Power.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank Brother Abdullah from sacrificing and being with us again. He has a busy schedule behind that one. Not just this is just going to lock you down up in there. There's some things to do. And I've been a chaplain for 50 years, and I know a lot about what goes on behind the walls at Rikers, what goes on around D.C., what goes on in Texas, California, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Maryland, D.C., Virginia. I'm telling you right now that there are only a handful of people incarcerated. You think it's a lot of folk. About 1 million people locked up for us. But we got 50 million strong, and we've got 50 million voters, registered voters, that say we deserve reparations. And we're going to get reparations through our self-determination, but we're going to build us some tent city. Brother Abdullah, I think, is going to be coming down to help us to build us some tent city in Washington, D.C. And my grandson and others are heading up these efforts to build Tent City in Washington, D.C. We're building Tent City for reparations because that was one of the successful missions of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and he didn't complete the fulfillment of that prophecy. But I am telling you straight up that it was a successful mission in that it brought about a voting block in D.C. It brought about us getting on the ballot in D.C. We had Umoja Party, our own thinking, our own idealism, and it brought about the head of city council writing a bill and legislation for reparations D.C. So we're happy about that. We're going to get our correspondent out there in the west side. She's right here with us tonight. Dr. Critical Truth Bay is right here tonight in Los Angeles, California. Welcome to Black Power Radio, and we're happy to have you tonight. Peace.
Peace and Black Power, family. Power to
peace
the nation.
Peace and Black Power.
Yeah. Oh,
black
we got a lot to uncover tonight. Right on, right
God
on.
To the
so good, family. I tell
black
you.
Power.
The target on our backs is more than ever. Once we have covered Cyrus, Matt, Belton, a 14-year-old, King in training, was gunned down by Rick Chow in Columbia, South Carolina. Well, we also have disturbing news, as you heard, of 35-year-old Ajike, also known as AJ Owens, a mother of four that was gunned down at the neighbor's front door just for defending her children. Yes, we're going to unpack the details of this case, what's happening with the white supremacist that killed her, Susan Lawrence, and what needs to happen in this particular case. So we'll unfold the details of this case later on in the show. But we want to hear from you, our listening audience. What is it that you want to see as a law to continue to protect our black bodies? Because apparently it's open season on our black bodies. Ain't it, National Chairman?
It's absolutely open season. That they have never even ceased. Even there's not a hint in history, not a sign of remorse, not a sign of repentance, no sign from the opposition that they intend to let up on killing us. The Killing Fields is the proper title for this particular show because they have done it with Lavelle Lane in Spartanburg, South Carolina. They've done it with Trayvon Martin in Florida. They've done it with Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, in St. Louis. And we have all those from Eric Garner of Staten Island. And the list goes on and on from the Buffalo Massacre to the massacre in Charleston, South Carolina, killing our Senator Clemente Pinckley. And they are always time, always times, always aiming at our brightest and our best. We must have hate crime legislation. We must put a hate crimes act in place. This is a part of reparations as well. But we do have now our beloved brother is right out there on that west side, and he's always writing laws and driving Cadillac cars. I'm going to see what he's doing and what he has to say. Brother Double R is right there on the west side. Talk black to us about this law and the killing of us at this hour. Black power, black power.
Black power, family. Man, here we go again.
Black power.
Here we go again. I mean, it never going to stop. It's never going to stop. No law going to stop it. As long as we, with these white folks, and not even just the white folks, you know, Nana, the Mexicans calling us monkeys, mayates. You got the Chinese people killing the girl in the back of the head for $1.79 juice, but can kick a white man's dog and go 3 to 5 years to jail. You feel me? She get probation. You know, so it's like I said, it's that self-determination. That's the final result. We can't do nothing. We can't live with these white people. We can't be around them. We need our own jails. We need our own black Wall Streets once again. You know, that's my dream. That's what I'm fighting this reparations for. That's what the 1619 Rep Party for, you know. And so we can do that Article 5, you know, so and get away from these crackers. How you black?
Right on.
Is that right? Let's try one more out here. We got a 310.
Right.
310, you're live here at Black Power Radio. You can talk black to us at 682. You're live.
Black power. Just an easygoing night. We're still, you know, working on getting our tent city going and our reparations, of course, and doing the newblackpanther.com. Get this online magazine out to you all as soon as possible. You can pre-order. In donations to $77 Bakers. And what else we got on the menu? Well, just to be careful out there, watch your back, because I know usually the 4th of July is one of those holidays of theirs that they don't really want us to be part of, no way. So we had to be careful, because that's what sparked off the march to Smoke Mountain. What do you call it? Snake Mountain? Smoke Mountain? Up there with the Ku Klux Klan, with Grandmaster Jay. went up to in Atlanta. So I'm just saying that's what sparked it off. The fact that they were making the little idle threats about what they're going to come through black neighborhoods and do for the 4th of July. So we still got to keep our eyes open, you know. So we won't have to have any mishaps. Yeah, no mishaps. And keep getting land acquisition, keep getting up, keep looking up, keep your head up, keep your head on swivel.
Okay.
By the 10th city. So October 16th through 21st, when we have our march for reparations, $50 million march on Washington for reparations. Everybody will be cared for. You know, even if we have students and stuff like that, we got sleeping bags, and we got a tent city for them. And everything will be brand new. And then when we leave, we'll leave it to those that don't have. And, again, that's $77 Bakers for those people that want to donate your love and make your love offering to $77 Bakers. Make your, you know, because we need the love, we need the prayers, and we need the donations. So, Black
That's
Power,
right.
I'm
Black
here.
Power.
I'll be right here. Ain't going nowhere until I'm looking above from the red, black, and green up in the sky. Black Power.
Thank you, Black Power. So that's Brother Black Lightning. So we're right back to you there, Dr. Critical Truth Bay, and we're going to work on this issue of the case in Florida and those cases that you've just overwhelmed our Justice Department with. So many cases back to back. It's unbelievable. It's overwhelming. And you can explain exactly where we are on this thing and where we intend to go. Black Power?
Black Power. Before I go into the case of Susan Lawrence and A.J. Owens, we do have a special guest as well that's on with me on the line. And she knows all too well as well that the attack on our black bodies. We got Sister Jamestown, Sister Sella, that's on the line. Sister Sella, you on there with me? Yes, I am.
Where the horn at? Ooh. And a horn up and down.
That horn is coming. We trying to set that
coming.
Up right now.
Jamestown. You can bring Jamestown from Virginia all the way to L.A. You need a horn to bring up and up in y'all.
Thank you. This is Freedom. This is Freedom. Jamestown, Sister Jamestown, Freedom Jamestown. How is everyone doing? I pray that every well, me and Truth have been really enjoying ourselves today. She's here in the Bay Area, San Francisco, and we are taking care of business, moving forward together. As one. And, you know, I'm right there with 1619 Reggie as far as, you know what I'm saying, Elohim, they say God bless the child who has their own. And it's time now for us to step into our position and the power of who we are culturally, spiritually, socially, economically, et cetera. And who we are the strength and the power. And this is the main reason why the powers that be did not want us to rise into ourselves, because they knew that once we awoke, it was over for them. And that's what's happening. And so it's just time for us to have our own. It's not to say that we are against or racist or prejudiced. No. But God bless the child, we have their own. Simple as that. It's just time for us to have who we are and move accordingly and unapologetically, not apologizing, but we want our own. We see that the powers that be, the structures that be, the system that be, all the way for Article 5, I still hold to this, that if the United States government, they say the government is not working for our for the people, it's our duty to abolish or alter. This is our duty. We're doing what we need to do for our children. This is our duty. No one is speaking for us. No one is speaking concerning our special interests.
Every other culture is being acknowledged. Every other issues are being acknowledged but us. It is us that needs to speak for ourselves, for our interests, unapologetically. It doesn't have to be in anger. It doesn't have to be in hostility, but this is who we are, and this is what we're getting ready to do. And it's not about asking them. It's about demanding. And by us now taking our positions, this is what we're getting ready to do and demand. No vote is no vote. It's simple as that. You know, and holding Kamala Harris, holding them accountable and letting it be known, you know, that Juneteenth is not enough. Juneteenth is not enough. I understand that they gave the Black Caucus, they gave something. It reminds me of crumbs from the master's table. Be satisfied, but Juneteenth is not putting any money in our pockets. What it's doing is a people holiday that's putting money in everybody's pockets. It's not putting any money in our pockets.
Yeah.
We're making such a big issue about, and it bothers me. We're making such a big issue about Juneteenth like it's really doing something for us, and it's not. It comes from the master's table. And we have to realize that if we go around and, oh, Juneteenth, and celebrating like we never had nothing in our lives and think that that's it and that's all, it bothers me. I was called and asked to go to a parade for what? If it's not celebrating our culture, our ceremonies, our identities, our language, what would take it? If it's not speaking of that, it has no merit to me. It has absolutely no merit. It's like giving crumbs to the master's table. So that's what I have to say on that.
Right on. Well said, sister. Juneteenth is nothing but another facade. It's supposed to be a day that we remember how we were set free back there in 1865 in Texas. And it did nothing but give the oppressor a day off to take their foot back and continue to deliberate on how they're going to try to exterminate us on every which way whim they can. So, absolutely, we got to make Juneteenth every day is Juneteenth.
Thank you. Home.
Every day. And that's exactly how we have to carry on with legislation. Let these politicians know that their acknowledgement as Juneteenth as a federal holiday has nothing to do with our freedom. And that's why we got to rock and continue to organize, mobilize the people, and sign up for the political party that is going to be covering Black people specifically. So we got to have our own leadership and hopefully that we'll be able to have legislation to prevent people like Susan Lawrence from taking the gun and shoot through the door like she had all the will and way in the world. But why did she feel that she was entitled? So let's take a look at Susan Lawrence, the devil that shot our beautiful sister, A.J. Owens, in front of her four children. Now, Susan Lawrence, 58, she admitted to detectives that she called AJ's children, and this is something that's been a battle between the neighbors for over 2.5 years. This wasn't just an overnight issue. This is something where white supremacy feels that because they live next door to us, that they're entitled to tell us how to live, to tell our children where to play. They think they have the authority to do just that. And I guarantee you, when Susan Lawrence pulled the trigger on that fateful day last week, that she had all of the permission from this country to do just that. She thought she probably was going to get a slap on the wrist or probably get away with it like every other case that we have seen. So over the years, she had tormented the children. She had called them on record little niggers. This is what the detectives who took the initial report from Susan Louise Lawrence 58. And Lawrence is a Italian name. So she has an Italian background. We already know how them Italians and Irish and how they feel about blacks. But when you come from Florida, it's a whole different ballgame. The South has a different type of entitlement to racism, which is why they make up their own laws. They tell us where to go, what to do, and they feel that they can kill us without accountability. But the way that the justice system has been showing to us how these white supremacists get time released or reduced crime or even being charged with murder upon concrete evidence, they still find a way to lower the charge to first-degree manslaughter instead of murder. So after she admitted some of the nasty things she said to these beautiful children, one child told the detectives that night of the shooting that she came out of her house, Susan Lawrence, and gave the children the middle finger. The middle finger out of the blue. Now let me tell you something about Susan Lawrence. Susan Lawrence is unemployed. That means she has all the time in the world to sit at the house that she stays in. And one of the things that she had mentioned to the kids and to A.J. Owens over the years is that she complained that the kids were playing in her yard. In her yard. She always told them, get out of my yard. I don't want you playing over here, you little niggas. Then on top of that, you thought that was enough? That wasn't enough for Susan. No, she decided to take one of the iPads of the children and take it into her home and steal it. Now, you know that once you mess with one of our children, and I want to hear from our listening audience, what do you do when the oppressor attacks our children? What is our foreplay on this one? National Chairman, I need to hear from our listening audience. When they mess with our kids, what is our repercussion when it comes to that? It's one thing to mess with us as adults, but when you mess with our cubs, when you mess with our babies, it's a whole different level of disrespect.
Well, see, they know that they're cutting off the connection to your future generations, and therefore, in tampering with the youth, they are putting you in a position to be a social political stagnation, and they have been able to cleverly superimpose a very peculiar brand of Mediterraneanism, I call it, but I know others have other ways of looking at it, but I can't see it any other way. When you superimpose the culture, your name, your language, your folklore, you pass down traditions, so it makes it impossible to pass on the traditions and your family value systems, because you have a slave master who has interrupted your culture, your religion, your education. Your patterns of socialism are interrupted by a man. And there's no other way I can look at this thing. Anyone who can think up the idea to architecturally build a slave ship. And then this same guy came up with something called a punishment collar to put on the bad boys when they would run away or when they wouldn't obey. They put a punishment collar is a long spear-like steel going in four different directions now. Going in four directions. Think over these things, brothers and sisters. A spear going in four directions attached to your neck. This is called a punishment collar. And this is what they have decided to do. You can't sit down. You can't stand down. Can't lay down. Because no matter what you do, you're frequently, constantly, unrelentingly reminded that you are on punishment for something you did. That in the manner of disobeying a direct order from your slave master. If you disobeyed his dream or disobeyed his thought pattern, you were punished and put, you know, master ain't want you to do that, and they'll put you in the slave collar, in a punishment collar.
Mm-hmm.
So that, along with killing us and lynching us, I mean, we have no choice but to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. I'm going to see what my brother has to say in Baltimore. We got 443-820. Our comrade and chairman Willis out there in Baltimore, I know he got something to say on this subject. The killing fields tonight, Brother Will. We're talking on the killing fields in Florida, Mississippi, Maryland, in Delaware, Arkansas, Oklahoma. It's a hard times out there on the front line. But Black Power, Brother Chairman Will, and welcome to Black Power Radio. You're online with Dr. Truth Bay and a host of fully participating and our vast listening audience. Thank you for joining us tonight, sir. Black Power.
Black Power. As far as I know, of course, you know, they're killing us everywhere, like it's going out of style. You know how the saying goes. So, you know, we need our comrades or any other black organization to make sure they show their face and tell the police or any other people that we ain't having that. And if you need some inspiration, because I just watched the Panther movie of 1995, if you saw it, and trust and believe, it'll re-inspire you to really get out here and definitely show the whole lease that we ain't having that. We know our rights, and you're not just gonna lay down and let you sit here and just kill our people like that. It's already bad enough we got all the other mental problems. Some stuff we can defend, some stuff we can't. But for sure, if it's unjustified, we're gonna be there.
That's right.
But
He's there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I give Black the mic.
And that's precisely why we have to hold Susan Louise Lawrence accountable. Now, this was several days before the shooting. Now, they had not arrested her immediately. Does that sound familiar? Because they said they needed the witnesses, the testimonies from the children who witnessed their mother being slain. Yet, a year and a half, let's say date back to January 2021, the deputies, what county is this? Let me double check to see. It is. Sorry, Black family, just get overwhelmed here. Yeah, so this was Marion County. That's right, Marion County, where Ocala, Florida, specifically St. Petersburg, where the shooting took place. So Marion County Sheriff's Office documented since January 2021 at least a dozen altercations of threatening from Susan Louise Lawrence, stating that the complaints that she had, that she was afraid for her life and that the children always was trespassing on her property. And mind you, Black family, it came upon when she was finally arrested and was supposed to set a bond that she didn't have no money. And when they looked into who owned the property that she continually threatened the kids to get off my property, get away from my house, to find out she don't even own the house, Black family. She don't even own that house. Do you hear me? So that's a whammy right there. It's actually owned by her sister. So Susan Lawrence is a freeloader, bum, senior citizen who got nothing better to do but to point and to threaten little Black children. That's basically the short end of it. So finally, he took it to another level, and as he said, threatened the kids the night of the shooting. He threatened the kids to the point where she took one of their items, and even before that, when the kids were playing out in the yard, she took a pair of roller skates and threw it at them. and it hit one of the children on the foot. And so, of course, that's when Owens knocked on her door on that night. But Lawrence claims that Owens was there to kill her. She felt so threatened by Owens that she said that she had to purchase a firearm, a .358 to be exact, or what she used to kill this innocent mother. So the details of this case, she actually got a public defender. Public defender that was appointed by the judge, no surprise, that pleaded not guilty. So all the overwhelming evidence, even the Susan Lorenz's own reports of using racial slurs, which should be a hate crime, black family, that's part of why we need legislation. Because anytime they call us the N-word, anytime they call us out our name, there is zero repercussions. Zero. There is not one instance that I can remember that we were called the N-word and somebody got arrested for that. But you best believe if you say something to an Asian person, oh, somebody's going to jail. If you say something against those other people, you know them folks, right? They say anti-Semitism. They will cry through the wilderness, up and down these mountains with signs and protests. Stop the hate. Stop anti-Semitism. It is nonstop. But when it comes to us as the original man, as God's first creation, there is absolutely zero repercussions, zero. So Susan Lawrence, again, she's 58 years old, and Marion County Sheriff's Office made an initial appearance. She made an initial appearance last Thursday. And if you looked at some of the pictures, it looked like a bulletproof vest or a straight jacket. I call it a crazy jacket. She's dressed in a green, straight-looking jacket, just appropriate for her, for her behavior. And her face is just, man, just angry at the world. She's one of them people that she can't even stand the sight of our melanin. So that's why she took it upon herself to torment these innocent children and ultimately taking the life of this beautiful sister. So she had questions about her finances, which was revealed, as we stated, that she doesn't even own the house, that she has no savings, zero savings. That means all this time you up here tormenting others, that you couldn't find a time to get a job. The only record they have of her employment was for 2 weeks at a health care facility. 2 weeks. My God, my God, when I tell you, when freeloading has a face, Susan Lawrence, you look in a dictionary, Susan Lawrence's face will be right there. Perfect example of why we have to keep and police ourselves. Ajika Owens, also known as AJ, her mother, Pamela Diaz, said that now she is raising her daughter's children. She's raising her four young grandchildren. So I want to give our condolences and a shout-out to Mama Pamela Diaz, and we give her all of our sympathy and pour all of our heart and support to this mother who not only has to bury her daughter, but has to raise four children that will be forever traumatized by this ordeal. Now, what is the consequences for Susan Lawrence? That is yet to be seen. Because remember, they didn't initially charge her with first-degree murder as they should have that night. They said they had to wait a couple of days to interview the children. And right now, the charges were not clear, so they had to go with first-degree manslaughter. And we have Benjamin Crump. That's right, Benjamin Crump that took over this case. And, of course, he's going to try and fight for her to get first degree murder. This is not a difficult case, black family. It really isn't. But again, time and time again, because it involves us, that there's always some sort of delay of justice. Delay of justice. So we need to really protest. If you are black Black family, if you are in Florida and if you have not protested in front of this woman's house, if you have not raised the levels of awareness that this shall not happen again, then this is the reason why they're going to continue to do it. So you guys down there in Ocala, there should be some activists down there working with Benjamin Crump to make sure that this woman, the first-degree murder charges as it should be. Now, she was released without bond, mainly because she didn't have any bond money to release herself. So that doesn't change the fact that she still needs to be charged accordingly. So the authorities said also that the delay in the arrest of Susan Lawrence came into a possible stand your ground claim. Stand your ground. Does that sound familiar, Black family? Now, National Chairman, I want you to tell us a little bit about this law of stand your ground law and why white supremacy seems that this is a plausible reason to just mercilessly just gun us down.
Well, that's right. The proper is to say unmercifully. They show no mercy, no remorse, no repentance. The white man, especially in the state of Florida, is able to pull his weapon and just say the words, stand my ground. I felt my life was threatened. And he'll be let off the hook for the execution or the execution of a black man, a black woman, or a black, or any one of our black children. And this has been put in place, the white man and his family, because there is another law. It could be written or unwritten, depending upon where you are in Florida. But the general law in Florida that there will be no arrest. It was a non-process case of a white man for the life of a black man. It is it goes all the way back to the early enslavement. This is another peculiar enslavement in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, from Virginia all the way to Houston, Texas, and in Houston, Texas. It is borderline impossible, unless it is a straight open and shut case. Everybody's seen him do it, and he has denounced the white race and a whole bunch of conglomerates. Yeah, that's what it is, a form of them sticking together. A conglomerate, like Walmart, a conglomerate. They got all the stores, all the basketballs, all the bicycles, all the televisions you will ever need for the rest of your life. It is a conglomerate. That means that the white man has done it in a manner that he has orchestrated a system of injustice, managed by criminals. That's why he calls it. Now, I don't think they call it that anywhere else in the world. Criminal justice. That's what this is. Criminal is a justice systems run by criminals. The melanated, a non-melanated system run by non-melanated against the righteous and the melanated people. At everywhere you go, I mean, without any form of hesitation, throughout America, this is the system. I'm not telling you from hearsay. I have gone literally to every state where there are black people, any sizable number of us, and the law, and they're sitting there scared of the law. Oh, the law's going to come. Don't get Johnny Law, man. Johnny Law going to come on. We don't want him up here. They have an unusual apprehension about the police all the way across America because they feel somewhere in the back of their mind, it jets to the front burner, forehead, from the back of the medulla oblongata where the movement is taking place to the forefront where your cerebrum and cerebellum is operating, where all of your thought processes occur that tell you to haul ass. I'm telling you straight up that this is the system. It is a racist system run by criminals. An admitted white criminal can pass judgment on you. Such as Donald the Duck Trump. He is a known admitted criminal.
Mm-hmm.
All the white masters run into the front to get some Donald the Duck Kool-Aid. And all of them, whatever occurs in the news, they have already flipped it. There's a flip. I sit and watch these guys. I listen. I'm watching the same report they're watching. Oh, you know that so-and-so such a thing happened. And they have turned that thing around and given you a completely opposite view and tell you, oh, don't believe your lying eyes. That insurrection, oh, that wasn't, that was just people out there, good old boys having some fun downtown. They never been to D.C., so, all right. They do a drive-by on you, brothers. This is the criminal activity that must be addressed. That system must be brought down. Black power.
Black power. And that's right. The Stand Your Ground law is being abused, used and abused from these oppressors so many times. If you remember Ralph Yaw, we mentioned him several times, but this is the exact thing that happened on April 13th, where 16-year-old Ralph Yaw went to the wrong address in Kansas City, Missouri. And then you have 84-year-old Andrew Sumner, white homeowner who told police he fired immediately through the door. This is a case where they don't even ask questions. They see a black face through that door, automatically they feel threatened. That tells you right there something's wrong with these folks. But again, the system allows them to utilize the point of self-defense first and then ask questions later. Now, remember, we wasn't charged as well immediately. He, a couple of days, he, you know, was sorting out his affairs, you know, took a shower and ate and, breathed fresh air before he turned himself in a few days later concerning 16-year-old Ralph Yaw. But in this case, unfortunately, she did not, A.J. Owens did not survive like 16-year-old Ralph Yaw did. He unfortunately had to lose her life over some dumbness. So the Florida Stand Your Ground law is to believe that when somebody else is in danger or seriously harming, that they have the right to use force against force. And that's why, again, black family, legislation is important so we can have people who want to abuse laws like Stand Your Ground, that they can't do that without reasonable evidence. And in this case with A.J. Owens, there was no need for this white supremacist to shoot her through the door. After you've done tormented her children, took their iPad, tablet, through roller skates, give them the middle finger, calling them black slaves. This is what the detectives on record has concerning this woman's testimony. I mean, this is beyond egregious, but Susan Lawrence, is not alone in this. This is the mentality how majority of them feel.
And black that's power. The thing that they will interject black power, black power. They will interject the law enforcement, like you say, the lieutenant, the captain, and all of them are in on the cover-up to kill our beloved black sister. A.J. Owens did not deserve that fate, and we must resurrect our people, especially in all of our Scala, Florida area, all the way to Orlando, from Orlando all the way down to Miami. Beloved sister, I have a very special guest. I believe he's still with me, and he's the brother that's the 10th city in Washington. I believe I have Brother Jahari online. You there, Brother Jahari?
Yes. Can you all hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
What's going on?
You're clear than me. You got a cannon on
your phone.
Welcome, Brother Jahari. And give us a greeting. Welcome to Black Power Radio. There you are, Brother Jahari.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. How are you all today?
We're doing great. How about yourself? All
right.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well as you
are. You fine hearing now, hearing you.
He's got a desk full of homework. I know what he's doing. So
yes,
go ahead and talk to Black Joseph about that homework.
I'm dealing through this economic work right now. What are we discussing today, you all? What are we discussing? What are we touching on?
The killing fields of Florida, a woman named A.J. Owens was killed in Florida because her kids were out playing. She either went to her neighbor, neighbors were shooting. Neighbor pulls out her weapon and kills AJ, mother of four. And
Lord.
Yes, sir. That's one of the cases.
Oh, my God. That is tragic.
Yes.
And what are they, what are they, how are they going about this? Are they going to lock the neighbor up? Well, I haven't really got involved in that.
Well, we can tell you right now, though, that, of course, yeah, justice delayed is justice denied in this case. So they initially did not charge Susan Lawrence, who's 58 years old, unemployed. She doesn't even own the house that she keeps threatening the family, the Owens family. And the children that ranges from ages 3 to 12 years old had to witness their mother being gunned down through the door without even any interaction by Susan Lawrence, 35-year-old mother of four. So now Grandmama Pamela Diaz is raising the four children. And actually, her funeral is today, Monday. They are at a college church. So they're having a memorial service for her earlier today.
I'm sorry to hear that. I am extremely sorry to hear that. And I suppose the Susan lady is a Caucasian woman.
Yep. There you have
absolutely
it.
Absolutely right.
Either that.
Exactly right.
Or age. Yes, sir. And
so where do you all think we go? Where do you all think we go from there?
What do you say?
I said, where would you all think we go from here in this sense?
We got to continue to organize, and we got to continue to push legislation. But at the same time, we have to organize more than ever, meaning that we got to work towards the end result of self-determination. We cannot keep allowing these race soldiers and the daughters and sons of these Klansmen to continue to allow themselves to rain terror on our children. Now, before Susan Lawrence shot AJ last week, this was a dispute that was going on for over 2.5 years. So you already know, if the sheriff, Marion County Sheriff, have they rectified or put Susan in check within the last 2 years, I guarantee you our sister A.J. Owens would still be alive with us today. But, of course,
yes,
just
please.
As National Chairman just mentioned, they are given permission by the mentality of the same exact law enforcement that's there to protect and serve is there to protect and serve white interests. Not our black box. That's what we see.
Yes, indeed. And so I heard you say that this feud or this controversy has been going on for about 2 years. What specifically are you speaking about?
Like now, Susan Lawrence and AJ Owens are neighbors. They're neighbors.
Yes.
And so some of the things that on record that she's been calling the children, every time the four children play outside, they share an apartment complex, and they have a common front yard. So when the children are playing in the front yard, Susan is often coming out the house, threatening the children, say, get away. She called the police, threatening trespassing. The children are trespassing. She will call them little niggers. She will call them black slaves. Just, you know, just all right. The most egregious thing a person can say to a black child, Susan has successfully done that. And so the night of AJ's murder, she actually threatened through a pair of roller skates. And we know how them roller skates, them old school roller skates, they're heavy. Them wheels are heavy. She threw a pair of skates at one of the children, and it hit their foot. That was right before she took their tablet, one of the children's iPad. She took it and went inside her home, stealing the kid's property. So that is the reason why AJ went to confront Susan at her house. It's one thing to threaten my kids, but you're abusing them and you're stealing from them.
What else did she expect? This was a setup. When you look at it, this was a setup, because anyone knows if you do anything, any parent would know, if you do something like that to your child, you're going to go to the person who did this, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And that's exactly what Susan anticipated. And instead of talking or negotiating, you can't negotiate with a white supremacist anyway, but the fact that she didn't even give a chance for AJ to ask why or where's my child's tablet, she took the .358 Magnum and shot this woman through the door in front of her children. That is how this case ended. And that's why we're highlighting it tonight as to what we must do as the original man to create an autonomy of our own policing. That's the only way. We have to bear arms. We have to protect ourselves because, after all, we are the party for self-defense. So we're not there attacking people. And just like my sister Freedom Jamestown mentioned, we don't go around just killing people. We're not the type to go and do a mass shooting. Most of these mass shooters are not us, as we see. We see these are the sons and daughters of people that look like Susan Lawrence.
That's bigotry, bigotry at its best in America. And it's homegrown hatred for we the people, for black people, for African-American people. And we must, and this will only stop when we stop it. If people can tell you a whole lot of things about this and that, but this only stops when we stop it, when we organize to stop it.
That's right.
That's the only way we bring an end to the bigotry this form. Thank you again, Brother Jahar, for joining us tonight, and we hope that you continue to do excellent academic work. And you're a sophomore in college now. You're doing a great job.
Thank
you.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate that.
That's right.
I appreciate that.
The brains in the family.
You all take care. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You all take care.
Take care, beloved. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Allah.
Peace.
So the great grandmother, right there, brother. Yeah. Oh, man. I got two superheroes. If y'all can Google a guy named Jack Yates, the origins of Jack Yates and Irene Morgan, they were stone cold blooded freedom fighters. I come out of there. We call Nat Turner the prophet. I don't know what these niggas made out of, but you'll see there in the history of Jack Yates, history of Shaky Man Akbar, and the history of Irene Morgan. Irene Morgan was 11 years before Rosa Parks. Took us. She was the first case of a Thurgood Marshall with my auntie Irene Morgan. My great uncle Jack Yates come out all the, he's the one, this is what the Juneteenth is about. Y'all didn't know that, did you? Tell you the history of Jack Yates went between Boston County, Virginia, and Houston, Texas, and bring him back the Juneteenth. He's your man. He's your Huckleberry. I'm just saying, we need to get up and get against the opposition. We should not ever consider assimilating into a burning house with the opposition. He is going to set you up to kill you. Again, I'm telling you from experience, from down on the farm, from knowing his mentality, knowing that he's going coon hunting. But symbolically, he is hunting black people. Coon hunt. All these crackers on the coon hunt. You just want to wake up, brother and sister, and face the facts. They used to have a thing called Face the Nation and Meet the Press. And you got to stand up and face the facts of this hour. All these crackers on coon hunt. That's what George Zimmerman, he said, well, why didn't you obey the dispatch? They told you you had backup to stand down and what all this kind of. He said, I couldn't have did that. If I had done that, he said, the coon would have got away. They're running around in a mentality. Here's a man, a harmless young man in Florida, Trayvon Martin, got nothing on his mind about fighting. In fact, he probably got some love on his mind. Talking to his young lady, eating the Skittles and juice, and before you know it, he encounters a devil who shoots him down, and all the white folks get up and support him to say that George Zimmerman is right. Oh, there's some terrible things being done. There's no difference in George Zimmerman and A.J. Owens. It's the same principle, same concept. And somebody white feels they got to kill somebody black, and there should not be any due process in the law to prosecute them for the a white man or woman killing a black man or woman. It's a precisely the same thing. Oh, I hope y'all get it clear tonight. My mind.
That's right. And that's why we need to band together, because Washington, D.C., is where we're going to have some serious movements going on. First and foremost, we're really tackling the housing issues concerning our black families. Now, in Chicago alone, you have about, I believe, maybe 6,000, just about 6,000 immigrants that moved into two of the schools that were closed down. And I believe Sister Switchblade, if she gets on, she can elaborate a little bit more on that. But, yeah, these are the same schools in the black areas that were closed. Most of our homeless here in Los Angeles, 58% is black. Black families who are homeless, sleeping in their cars, while you have the Ukrainians. And I'm witnessing this because this is my field as far as homeless and how, outreach and engagement. I witnessed a lot of the families who were up for housing that went through the process, that's been living in shelters or registered and went through the process of getting housing. They were removed from the top of the list all the way to the bottom. That started with emergency housing vouchers. A lot of them that were given to black families were removed and given to non-black families. This is what I witnessed with my own two eyes. So I know for a fact there is an obvious discrimination on how we are to be housed. So reparations for Tent City for reparations, this is so important that you support this cause, black family. 1 million tents that we're going to have registered, and we want the best and our brightest scholars to take part in occupying these tents. But these tents are just not tents for you to live in. They are representatives of permanent housing that ultimately that our black homeless families nationwide will get. That's just one way of us bridging the gap when it comes to self-determination and housing disparities. So we want you to please go on to the newblackpantherparty.com and to donate $20 or more, if you like, to this cause concerning housing disparities. So it is Tent City for Reparations, and it's launching this Saturday, June 17th, and it will be going on continuously until our October 16 March on Washington. This is very important, black family, when we are unified for this cause, and there's power in numbers. We cannot stress that enough. When they see that we are unified in some way, somehow, half of the things they do to us, they wouldn't have the audacity or the caucasity to do, though. But until we do that, black family, we will continue to be dinner for their racist menu. So we got to continue to be proactive and join the cause. So Tent City for Reparations, please take a look into that. And if you have any more questions, you can actually contact our brother Jahari at 202-355-8825 or 202-550-8521 for more information, or you could just log on to our website, thenewblackpantherparty.com. There you'll see all the movements that we're moving forward with. Secondly, for a governance that is all our own, the 1619 Reparations Party, you can log on to our website, onepercentage.org, and sign the petition. We are forming the Article 5 Convention. This Article 5 gives us, we the people, the power to change or amend the Constitution as we see fit. Now, we know this Constitution does not consider us as human beings, but nonetheless, we have the right to amend it.
Be careful with might get it. Oh,
yes,
yeah, be careful with Jackpot. We have Double R coming up and Switchblade right behind Double R. Can you handle that? Let me see where we are. We got Double R. You there, Double R?
Come on in.
Black Power,
back again. Hey, let me discuss the killing of our kids. I mean, y'all got to understand the psychology of these white folks. These white folks killed a three-year-old girl when she felt a penny and hunger for 3 months just to let us know that we don't even give a damn about your kids. Don't touch money. So what the hell now going on? The Emmett Till, the Trayvon Martin, Latasha Harlings. I mean, we got lists and lists and lists. You know what? When they do that, what that do to the parents and the grandparents? It fuck them up. Mentally, physically. That's another way of genocide. Not just killing one person, but you're killing the family. So therefore, that's what I say. We got to get away from these crackers. We got to get away. We got this organization going powerfully. We know the next door that's going to open. Proceed. We got to get these signatures. We got to stomp down. We got to come down on these marches coming up, August 1 coming up. We got to battle that one with your boy Al Sharpton, the wolf in sheep clothing, talking about vote. Got to rebuttal that. We got to go for October 16th. We got to show up and show out. Everybody got a lot of time now to deal with all these incidents. And we can talk all we want up in here. But our resolution is we got to show up and show out. And two, to put up on August 7th on General Israel on his thing. I mean, that's going to be hard for me. It's kind of close. But that's a Friday. That's his court date. He also said he wanted us to show up and show out there, too. But like I'm saying, all these things that's coming to us, I mean, all we're doing is licking our wounds. Grandmamas is burying their kids and their grandkids. You feel me? That's just a normal. You don't hear them talking about none of the mass atrocities going on with us against the damn natives, against the damn Asians. They ain't trying to genocide them. So like I said, we need our own black people, and this is the movement to do it. So stay woke on this. I yield black.
Black Power, but Double R, they want us to feel a spirit of hopelessness and live in fear under the tyranny of the oppressor, the white man. And we're getting his foot off of our legs, our back, getting his knee off the back of our neck. And we're slam dunk. We're going to abandon this sucker and leave him hanging to show that we're willing to make a difference. And I'm here to tell you, we ain't going to take no slack on his back. I'm just giving it to you raw. But we got Switchblade. We got Black Switchblade right out in the city of Chicago rolling with us. Dr. Truth, you right there with us? I know she got someone. I don't know, Dr. Truth may have left the mic. But we should have Switchblade. Your mic is open. Black Power. I don't know. She ain't got no horn to welcome you in.
Black Power.
Black
Here
Power.
I am. Let me put this
Switchblade
on you.
And Dr. Truth. You look at, I do magic after all. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. Yes. I was just looking into the reparations committee meeting, and I'm going to have to tell you, our brothers and sisters in Chicago, we – pulling up to these meetings more often. We're pulling up to these aldermen's offices and demanding that they have a reparations packages for us. They finally see, brothers and sisters, what this government is here to design to make us the bottom class permanently at the on the economic chain and every branch after that. So just wanted to give you a little update on that. And I really don't have too much to say tonight. I'm kind of really busy multitasking, so I'm just going to pass the mic black to you. Peace and Black Power.
Black Power. Hey, Switchblade, real quick question. It's Double R. Hey, in Chicago, I know that Evanston was basically a raffle. They calling that a reparations. Hopefully that y'all don't have none of Evanston's at y'all meeting, because that was, like, disgraceful. You feel me on that? You know the end of that? The beginning and end of that story with the so-called reparation? I call it a raffle.
Yes, it definitely is. Call it a spade a spade. Call a spade a spade on that one. When I was spoken with the Senator Willie Preston, he was like, well, some people say what Evanston did was a form of reparations, but some say it wasn't. But his point was that we got to put a policy in place for the politicians to support, and they will put it, you know, towards a vote or whatnot. But the thing is, on a few points that I want to make, no one put it to the vote of adding all these immigrants over here. This is something that y'all just decided to do. It wasn't on your policy campaign trail of what you was repping for. And even then, number two, how could they budge us in front of our needs? You guys have been neglecting us for the longest. And number three, how are you going to call it reparations? Like the brother said, when there was a raffle, and that doesn't even, it only applied to people who owned homes since then. And it didn't apply to the new homeowners that were black, foundational black Americans. It didn't apply to none of the residents who rented from Evanston all those years or lived in Evanston all those years. So they were really just trying to say, put anything on a wall to see which stick, and it didn't stick. We refused that to be reparations, but Evanston will brag like, well, at least we came up with something, but no, it wasn't good enough. And I yell back.
Yeah, right about that. They came up with nothing. They pulled out names out of a hat. I think only like 9 or 10 people got pulled out the hat. They ran out of the money because they was funded by the marijuana and, taxes. And then the 10th person died because she was too old. I mean, that's not a reparations. You got to understand, reparations is to repair. That was not repairing anything. And I think right now that's what they triggered off over here, because they had them, I think I watched the second meeting, they had a representative from Evanston, the brother dude, and I was just looking at him like, man, y'all is a fool for that. That's not, you can't even put that in the same sentence as reparations. You feel me? So I yield back.
That's right, that's right. Here we go. Throw it against the wall and see what sticks. Man, that's just how they operate. Well, we can't continue to have them dictate how things need to go with our black bodies. And I'm so proud of Sister Switchblade in Chicago. Attending these council meetings is so important, and she's taking the charge on really leading the black families in that area, Southside specifically, where we have no leadership. We have no representation. We have nobody that wants to support what we're doing. But then again, we also have to step up the plate. For example, if you have any issues in the school board, do you rise up, black families? Do you attend the school boards and shut them down? We got to be real and honest on how we move, too. This is imperative that we must be proactive 24 hours, 7 days a week in organizing and putting things together and showing up, whether it's your city council, whether it's a school board. All of these entities, we need to fill up these chambers. We need to fill up the school board meetings with black families because they have issues with giving us the same equal treatment. There is a teacher, if I'm not mistaken, that blatantly called a young student, a white teacher. Let me see if this is in Florida as well. There's something about Florida. That called a young student a nigger to his face. I think it went viral. But do you know that they did not fire this white teacher? They did not fire him. Matter of fact, they transferred him to a all-white school. And you know all-white schools, they still got a couple of sprinkles of black people in there no matter what. But the fact that they, again, give these entities and agencies the green light to utilize the N-word towards us without accountability shows, can anger you to the point of wanting to do something different. Absolutely nothing will change if we don't do things with an ultimatum, and if we don't do things drastically. Now, there are always going to be those Sambos that want to sit back and be spectators and still want to vote for their oppressor. We just, you know, have that post-traumatic slave syndrome that always seems to, yeah, yes, master, you know, and that's unfortunately some of the outcome from slavery, that they have psychologically damaged many of our ancestors to the point where they figured slavery was a good thing. Harriet Tubman herself, Armamenta Ross, Harriet Tubman herself stated that she could have freed a lot more black people if they had only knew that they were slaves. So that means that some of us are okay with the status quo. But up in here, on Black Power Radio, we don't make none of that. We absolutely will not concur or agree to any type of oppression, any type of rhetoric, and we damn sure are not going to sit back and allow them to walk all over us. So we must continue the dissemination of points of action. And we tell you, Black family, there are times and places and things that you can participate in. And it's up to you to show and teach your children that there is more than just this. What you do or don't do is exactly what your children do or don't do. Remember that. So if you are a person that has kids, you have an obligation more than ever to do the right thing and stand up for your rights. And the way that you do that is organize with a nonprofit organization or activist that you know is doing the work. Don't congratulate them and say they're doing a great work. I want you to be part of that movement in your city, any town, USA. Every city has a group of people that are really tired of the status quo, and they're doing the work. But are you part of it, or are you watching? So you got two options. You can get on the freedom train, or you can get left behind. But if you have children, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to hold you accountable. You're going to have to disappear because we don't want our children to continue to go through this post-traumatic slave syndrome. That's just how it is. So, again, the point of action, reparations, tent city for reparations. We're going to solve the housing disparities amongst our black families up in D.C. So make sure you support that movement. If you want to participate in an alternative political party for our black people, by November 5th, 2024, we're going to have the 1619 Reparations Party. No, this is not the People's Party where Cornel West is putting his presidency, and we're actually going to be discussing that next week on June 25th. So make sure you stay in tune for that. We're going to dissect the presidential elected parties. And, this is comedy at its best when we dissect who some of the candidates are running for president. And some of these people know they don't have a chance. But again, it doesn't matter to us who becomes president. Because again, whoever's in that office will not care about our black issues. We see that with the ongoing extermination and gentrification of black neighborhoods. We told you, Chicago and New York, that's where they bust 61,000 migrants from Florida and Texas. Why did they not stop in Montana, in South Dakota, in so many states in between there that has so much land, so much space? But they wanted to make sure that these black cities, these strong black cities, are diluted. And that's why if you don't stand up now and reverse this issue, we will definitely, I can't say we because we here, some of us here is not going to fall for that. It's freedom or death right here. If it's not freedom in your bones to stand up and fight for freedom now, then we just need you to disappear. But overall, if you want to join the movement, we have plenty of options for you to do that. So if you want to support the reparations movement, also you can always cash out 77 Bakers, that's $77Bakers, so we can continue to disseminate important information on this platform Sunday and Monday every week. from 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and we welcome you to the table. We want to hear from you. We want you to engage and tell us what your thoughts are. And when it comes down to the black, anti-black hate crime laws that we are narrowing down, we want you to participate in there. So you've got to learn the language. Now, the update concerning the Shauna W. bill, the silent cry bill, it still has not passed. Remember, June 9th, Friday, it was supposed to pass in Albany. But yet, it's still being stalled, which I'm not surprised. So we'll give you the update specifically on that next week as to what Senator Bridgeport, who is the senator from New York that supported this bill, to see what his take is and what the next moves are. So Al Sharpton and the National Action Network, they have supported this bill to its inception, and we still have a long ways to go. But I tell you, Black family,
right.
it's not going to move if we don't move together. So let's do what we got to do.
Absolutely.
So let's wrap up the story with AJ Owen. So right now we have Susan Warren that are still held. She's still held without bond, and yet we're waiting for her hearing. So as the family of Anjika Owens, and I think Anjika is a Nigerian. That's a Nigerian name. So she definitely, you know, have motherland roots. And so for them, for this white supremacist to take her life, it still behooves me. So we got to continue to keep their names in the light and demand justice by any means necessary.
Are you able to hear me? I'm not having on mute. Oh, Black Power. Yes, ma'am. As you go into NGK, A.J. Owens was executed by her neighbor. Her white neighbor saw fit to put a bullet or et cetera. However many shots it took, but I'm asking you how many shots does it take to separate the real from the fake. And we're right here tonight. We've got another 323. We got another 323 online at 803. I'm going to share that, and you get right back to it, Dr. Critical Truth Bay, Black Power. We got a 323 at 803. You're actually live right here on Black Power.
Right
Black
on.
Power?
Okay, Black Power always.
Yeah,
this is Shabaka San Corey.
Now, where's the horn?
Coming
and
to you
horn.
Out of the West.
Yeah, all that. Where's our
okay,
horn?
Okay, and we're going to be going live tomorrow night.
Black Power. I don't know if
yes,
sir,
we always.
Oh, the push the button when Shane Gore comes up. Where's that button? It's a delayed action in our horn system, but I guess we'll get it. Are you there, Dr. True Bay? the horn is being
yes,
delayed.
Dr. Bay.
He's got to drag it over. Or usually we bring up Shango.
Where the horn is?
There we go. That's delayed action. We think we got to get the
yes,
horn in, the saloon in. And
bring
that category up
again. Welcome, welcome.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Black Power. Black
All
power.
Right. Yes, sir. Always, always. Okay, we're doing our show tomorrow night, you know, on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. The number to call in is 516-418-5996. And our subject matter tomorrow is, hold on, you know, I'm old now. I got me some new glasses. Can't see nothing. Blind as a bat. Okay, is that we're going to be talking about the disenfranchisement of the black nation. Okay, now what do we mean by this? Okay, now you got the dump, as in human shit, you know, running for president again, okay, and later for the transvestite called the panties in Florida, because as far as I'm concerned, he is a punk, okay, and so I don't call him DeSantis, I call him the panties. But, you know, it is very, very interesting, people, of how I'm looking at this movie right now on BET called Karen, and it's very, very interesting, man, of how this Karen is exercising the typical mindset, you know, of these Neanderthals, such as the woman that shot AJ through the door, okay, and she made bail. And after she hits this woman's son, you know, with his own iPad, you see what I mean? And we just supposed to sit up there, yeah, master, we love you so good, yeah, just beat the shit out of us and all that. And then I finally saw the movie 12 Years as a Slave, and it's been made over 10 years ago, and it took me 10 years just to build my, how should I say, temperament up, you know, to look at this. Also, too, and crumb bumming on this institution called Hollywood out there in Los Angeles as well, too. What it is, black family, we got to start producing our own films. We got to start producing our own vehicles, our own technology and what have you, because this artificial intelligence crap that they got going on is geared for this alphabetized agenda. They got me on a Facebook suspension, okay, it's because they saying I'm sharing too many links, you know, to my podcast, and somebody went up there and reported Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced and saying that this is a platform of hate. No, it's not a platform of hate. It's a platform of where we quit hating ourselves and sitting up there and identifying with our oppressor. Oh, Master Tyler, we just love you so good. You know, like that Samuel L. Jackson Negro man and that, who was that bullshit man, Django or whatever. And I just looked at 12 years as a slave, you know, with a slave traders up there, gotten a brother beating a sister half to death with a whip and what have you. But why is it that they hate us so much, but these caucasoids want to have sex with us? Can somebody riddle me that one?
Because we the bomb.
Pretty much, sister, yes, black women are the bomb, and that is for sure. And keep in mind, when I look at you beautiful women today, I still, it makes an old man wish for younger days, but I've had my share, you know what I'm saying, being 60-plus, you know, so I'm just trying to pass on down of what I lived through to the next generations. And sisters, please, please bring back the cornrows. Don't let white women go up there, you know, braiding your hair, and they taking the money out of the community, because I got into an argument on Facebook with somebody because I see this white woman, you know, braiding this black woman's hair in African traditional braids, right? And you could best believe is that that woman is not going to recycle not one damn dollar into the black community. We have to become producers and quit being consumers, okay? And then these sorry black ass politicians like that Uncle Tim Scott, I can't stand him, other brain dead Negro Larry Elders out of California, I can't stand him either. See, these Negroes is dangerous people, and the reason why they're dangerous is because, see, through their mindset, through their Master Charlie syndrome, you see what I'm saying, is that they will sell us all down the river to save their own hides, but then the cracker will treat them just like how they did us, just like this lie that says, "For you know, guy, you know, your people sold themselves into slavery." Here's what happened. you know, the cave dweller, he came there with lies, defeat, funky ass, didn't know the concept of bathing. His women did not know the concepts of feminine hygiene. They had to get that there from the black woman in Ethiopia. You see what I mean? And then, as a brother told me in Oakland who was from Ethiopia, he said that through the history there is when the Portuguese first landed there is that they stunk so bad that they had to stand a distance of one city block just to see what the hell they were there for. Okay, and then you got this racist-ass institution called Hollywood with this garbage that they're trying to push, you know, about a guy could be a woman, and then there was some that the court ruled that a transgender dude can go to an all-woman spa, and then they had some other confused, fucked-up individual in the head talking about he's transgender and he would go into a woman's restroom. Ladies, arm yourself. You see a dude coming in there with that, put a bullet in him. You know what I'm saying? It's because it is a threat, you know, to the women and definitely to our little babies, you know, going into the woman's restroom. I really wish I'd see one
well,
of them fools.
But, you know, we will understand your sentiment, sir. We don't want to promote, you know, violence towards others. We are the party of self-defense.
No, that's what I'm talking about, man. It is self-defense.
That's a whole different, ballgame. But I understand where you're coming from, brother. I do. Black Power.
Yes, ma'am. It's because, you know, because ain't no man got no business going off into a woman's restroom, period. Okay? You see what I'm saying? It's because that there's an endangerment to our black girls. It's an endangerment to our black women. You see what I mean? And then on top of it, this dude can go get all the hormone shots that he wants, but this fool cannot menstruate. He cannot ovulate. He cannot bear children. So he is confused, but he has his human rights and he has his civil rights, okay? But we should not be teaching our babies that stuff, and we should not be allowing these miseducated public indoctrination centers misteaching our children. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you know, for their sake, you know what I mean? And then let's look at the Harriet Tubmans. Let's look at the Nat Turners. Let's look at, you know, all those, you know, that paid the ultimate price. Malcolm, Dr. King, you know what I'm saying? The heavyweight champion sacrificing his prime years, you see what I'm saying? So our people could be free. Let's look at the Queen Mother. You know, she's about to approach, I believe, her 76 solar return, you see. And then another punk by the name of Christie, I believe, who used to be the governor of New Jersey. Okay, from what I understand, he's thrown his hat off in his circus as well, too. And then he had stated that they want to get the Queen Mother. They're not listening to nothing that the Queen Mother says. Well, she herself was shot. You see what I'm saying? And then keep in mind is that the Queen Mother, you know, she's a small lady. You know what I'm saying? You know, after research that I've done on her, and I'm talking about Tupac's auntie. And then on top of it as well, too, is they want us to sit up here to embrace this all-inclusive stuff, which is a great illusion, you see. But they want to throw us under the bus. They want to throw our educational systems, you know, in the trash, like the panties, as in a as in whatever what they call them fools that wear women's clothes, want to take all these books, you know, out of the state of Florida. So do not spend that one damn dime in Florida. Hit them where it hurts, in the pocketbook. And as much as I want to see the dump, as in human shit, walk the concrete, I think he's going to beat all these charges, I hate to say. Although he's guilty as hell. You know, and I'm just, you know, definitely, you know, putting that out there. So most definitely, you know, get with us and keep up the great work, you know, of what you all are doing down there in the Carolinas, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, you're out there in the strongholds of where our people are, and we got to acquire land. We need the land. We need the agriculture. Also, too, we need to get some of our people who are educated, you know, in the biotech sciences, you know, to counterman this artificial intelligence that silly con game Valley is running. And also, too, you know, to make sure that the agricultural products that we're consuming are healthy and wholesome, is because Dr. Umar Johnson, you know, had did a video I saw about within the last couple of weeks where they genetically are modifying, you know, the seeds, and they passed that point. Now they're going in there, you know, tampering with the DNA, you know, of the seedings, you know, to attack us, you know, on an environmental basis and on a biological basis as well, too. So their hatred for us, black family, is real, very, very real, you see. And then also, too, that punk that murdered Mr. Neely on the New York City subway, okay? He gets up there and says on a YouTube video that, oh, I was protecting everybody on the train, you know, Mr. Neely, you know, was such a threat. The man only weighed 110 pounds is because he was hungry. The man was dehydrated, okay? He wasn't a threat to nobody. But once again, here goes, you know, white supremacy. Also, you know, that nigga's there danger, so we got to get him. You see what I mean? And then what's currently going on is that they don't want us to love ourselves. They want us to sit up here and embrace an alphabetized agenda. Now, that raggedy-ass vice president from California.
Let me tell you something, Shabazz.
Yes, ma'am.
I
want
to go back on Neely. Now, the gentleman that killed Neely, well, what his name? The Army vet. The well, Marine.
No, he was
Corps.
A Marine vet. Yeah, yeah. What is that
okay.
trick's name? It'll come to me. I'm so upset. But yes, ma'am. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So Daniel Penny. Daniel Penny.
Yes. Yes.
So Daniel
yeah,
Penny,
the Penny Annie dude.
Right. Daniel Penny, who killed Jordan Neely on May 1st, he received over $2 million in support, right?
Yeah.
So you see
yes.
how white supremacists will openly support their own. That
yes,
is
ma'am.
The point that we have to take as well. Do we support
Indeed.
Each other in that fashion? You understand? Was the same type of donation given to Jordan Neely's family so they can bury him? What?
Right. No, ma'am.
No,
I think they only raised like about
$50,000
for him.
That part. So if white supremacists can put their money where their mouth is, we need to do the same. We can't keep changing ourselves in the revolution expecting change. I'm talking about
right.
the millionaires that are listening in, because I know they listen to Black Power Radio. They ain't there. Don't front. I know you listening. So those who sit
mm-hmm.
there with a good bag in their hand, do they support revolutionary acts or they want to just sit on their money? That's the problem with us is what I'm saying. We are so
right.
divided on every aspect that it is, I wouldn't say it's impossible because we're going to do it no matter what. We're not stringing
right.
on violence here now, but I'm just stating some facts now. We got to put
yes,
our money
ma'am.
Where our mouth is. If you know a group is doing the work, you should be financing or you should be participating. One or
yes,
the
ma'am.
Other.
Black yes,
power
ma'am.
To that.
Yes, ma'am. And that's why Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, that's why we deal with the issues that we deal with, is because now since I'm past 60, you know, and I just had a solar return recently, I ain't going to say what age I am because these birthdays is coming too quick, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, this is what our platform over at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced is, you know, is for the brothers and sisters to come on there, do some networking. You know, hook up, you know what I'm saying? It's because we owe it to the babies. You see what I'm saying? See, because my time is gone. And I have to pass down, you know, the knowledge that I acquired, you know, in the prime of my youth to the generations after me. So therefore, that they can make the proper decisions. You see what I'm saying? And then, and keep in mind, and as you know, Dr. Bay, you from Los Angeles, that Hollywood motion picture industry ain't nothing but a synagogue of Satan.
That's right. It is nothing but a pedophile ring. It is a Baphomet's lair. You name it. It is horrible. And I can tell you now that many of these actors, I have one young girl that was actually going to do a short or a movie with Taraji P. Henson. Taraji
right.
Henson, sorry. So this was maybe 3-4 years ago. It was supposed to be some sort of film short. And she told
mm-hmm.
me, you know, I want you to pray for me because I'm going to go for this audition. And Taraji P. Henson, she's going to be a major actor in this. And I really want this part. And I don't know if I should sign the contract. And I said, what? What you mean you don't know you should sign a contract? I'm thinking she's talking about a movie contract because, you know, when you're doing films, you got to sign a contract
right.
of some kind or whatever have you. So good
right,
thing I asked
certified
her because,
check.
That's right. So good thing I asked her because she responded and saying, well, you know, I don't really feel that I want to do the blood contract. And that's when I stopped. I said, no, sit down, baby. Explain to me what you're saying, the blood contract. She said, well, you know. That's what you got to do. You got to sign your name in blood as Taraji P. Henson did. And I said, okay, well, and that just, I tell you, that just made me disgusted all the way around. I mean, and I
yeah.
know these actors, but when my kids are confirming this, and they are the ones that want to get into Hollywood, that's why you got hundreds of thousands of people that come through Hollywood on a weekly basis trying to make it. And what they
right.
end up, those who don't make it, they end up in prostitution. They end up in
yep.
sex trafficking. They end up compromising
yep.
their morals. You name
right.
it. And that's why Hollywood got burned down. Just burned it down.
Oh,
it's not,
yes,
it's not
ma'am. Yes, ma'am, and they should have got it in 1992. And then to prove your point even further, ma'am, is that, of course, they go approach a lot of our women to go up there to do these pornographic movies out there in the San Fernando Valley, as you very well know. You say, oh, well, this here give you exposure, you know what I'm saying? This here make you a big star and all that. And what winds up happening with the sisters and then, of course, the young ones who don't make it out there, they're strung out on drugs. They're living in Tent City in downtown Los Angeles, over there off of 6th and Los Angeles Street. A lot of our people give up everything, you know, from the East Coast going out there to Hollywood, this, that, there, the other. You see what I'm saying? So most definitely, ma'am, it is a synagogue of Satan. You see what I'm saying? And we got to protect, you know, our women from that and our young men as well, too. Because they are feminizing them. I mean, look at the Wade Wayne son. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I respect him as a great ball player and what have you. And then, of course, this white woman, the boar from South Africa, you know what I'm saying? Because I call them boars. I don't recognize no white folks being African. Okay, got two boys that she adopted, I believe, either out of Rwanda or somewhere in East Africa. And raising them as girls? Yeah, and raising them as girls. So I'm hoping that Tyler Perry down in Atlanta, Georgia, that he's doing the right thing, and hopefully he can amass some power to counterman that. You see what I'm saying? And then, too, when it comes to when we have our great talents, you know, here come the straight hairs, you know what I'm saying? They want to go tell you their plight, but they look down on yours. And then just like clowns who I was arguing with on Facebook before I got the suspension. Well, you know, it was your own people that sell yourself into slavery. Sir, that was the biggest damn lie ever told. Because what had happened was is that when we had our wars on a continent, those who lost it were incorporated into the winning nation. I mean, this is how King Shaka built the Zulu nation, for starters. And I believe the same thing that Mansa Musa did, too, with the Songhai Empire, you see. And then they established great institutions of learning, such as the University of Sankore, you know what I mean, in Timbuktu. And then, of course, we did circumnavigate the globe before a drunk by the name of Columbus and another filthy savage by the name of Magellan, because they brought with them filth, pestilence, disease, rats. You see what I'm saying? And that's what the Pied Piper was all about. You know, he had to go get all the rats up out of Europe and have them jump off into the water. And keep in mind, for OTBs who are listening, okay, this is not hatred. You see what I'm saying? What it is that we have a great love for ourselves. And due to the as Dr. Marimba Ani has stated, is why we don't have love for ourselves. And as we do know, it is the Ma'af is a disaster so bad beyond description. Okay, now getting to Dr. Cornel West. He's a joke. I've lost respect for him, okay? It's because from what I understand,
Don't yes, get ma'am. Too much info on that on today. We're going to have a special show on June 25th and the 26th, breaking down Cornel West and the presidential campaigns, because there'll be more people that's going to announce their presidency. And we want to dedicate a specific show to break down the presidential candidates, especially Cornel West, because he, you know, we know his history, which is why I said we're not going to fall for the okey-doke, but for our black listening audience, for our public, that People's Party, when you look at it without the political knowledge, it sounds like a saving grace. It sounds like something that can disrupt for those who don't want to vote for Biden, or who definitely want to vote Republican, that they think, Cornel West, it's the People's Party. It's independent. He's talking for the people. Oh, no, black family. That's why I tell you, tune in, Black Power Radio, in a week or so, and we're going to give you the skinny and the real lowdown on what you need to look for when it comes to the presidential candidate, specifically Cornel West. Now, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Now, let me ask you this here, Dr. Bay. Okay, I heard it, ma'am, that you was getting ready to start a podcast yourself.
Yes, we actually shot our first episode last week, and it'll
okay.
be a continuation of what we disseminate here. That's right. It's called the Data Aspect.
Okay.
It's under the Panther Party. And,
okay,
we,
yeah, please send me the link, doctor. I think you got my personal phone number, the 323 number. But if you don't, it is up there on the board, so definitely send me a link to it. I would definitely like to check you out. I really would. Now, also, too, here in the city of Las Vegas, Nevada, okay, they're growing real good. They're doing a whole lot of building out here, and, you know, and the sun, you know, is at its apex, you know, because we just had the summer solstice is coming up. It is warm out here, but they are doing a lot of building, and I do recall on a past few episodes here at New Black Power Radio, you know what I'm saying, we were talking about building, and then also, too, to get some type of legal action going on where we can go get all our money back, you know, from that daggone Federal Reserve, you know, that they stole from the freedmen after slavery. You see what I mean? And definitely place more emphasis on building up more Black Wall Streets. Definitely place more emphasis on getting our children educated in the science, the technology, and the engineering and mathematic programs, is because these algorithms of what they're doing here on this social media is incredible, okay, with this artificial intelligence. It's dangerous, very, very dangerous, you know, on the recent research that me and Brother Paris have been doing. And then also, too, folks, we have to recognize one thing, that when we took this path that we're on, we know we're doomed, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Newton had emphasized that. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, and before I leave this planet and rejoin the ancestors, I cannot sit up here and advocate that young Black boys, you know, come up calling themselves girls. This is why we got to get the strong Black male figure back in the household, you know, to raise the boys into men, just like how the women raise the girls into women. You see what I mean? And then also, too, you know, to reconnect, you know, with our ancestral passages, because we owe to all the ones there that died on those slave ships in transit, okay, in Charleston, South Carolina was a major slave port, just like New Orleans, Louisiana, just like Annapolis, Maryland. And then I just, like I said, saw this movie 12 Years as a Slave, and then the scene where they had that brother whoop that sister up there on that tree right there, that did something to me. Let's say that did something to me. So, like I said, you know, as long as I'm here, you know, in my final years, you know, I got to let the brothers and sisters know and the generations after me of what really went down as I lived through it. This is why the panties and the dump, as in human shit, okay, as trying to take away what they call, quote-unquote, the woke business. And then also, too, I am stating it out there for OTBs who is listening here to Shabaka Sankore, is please don't comment on none of my posts or up on Facebook, because that there will prevent me from getting restricted, because I'm not going to sit up there and listen to them lies and that garbage that you've been spreading to us for the last 400 years. I yield.
Black power, black power. All right. If you can, before you split, give us your show time and date again for those who may have missed it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We come on every Tuesday, ma'am, at 6 p.m. in the Pacific time, 9 p.m. in the Eastern time zone, 8 p.m. in the Detroit, Chicago area, the Central time zone, and 7 p.m. in the Mountain time zone. And also, too, every Friday morning, we do Grand Rising with Shabaka at 8 a.m. in the Pacific and 11 a.m., you know, in the Eastern time zone, so we do know that people are at work and going about their travels, but they can still listen to us and what have you. Oh, and by the way, folks, we had old Sarge over there last Friday, okay, and we and let them have it. You know what I'm saying? So you can pull up the back episode on that one right there, okay? Now, Sarge is Sarge. It is what it is. You know, he's a good sparring partner, but he cannot escape this undisputed truth that we lay down. And then for those, you know, if we got our facts wrong or what have you, you know, definitely develop a profile on Blog Talk. Follow us, you know, hit our chat room. And we appreciate all our supporters. And we love our haters when they come in there with their misguided garbage as well, too. Keeps us sharp on our toes. You know what I mean? It's because we know what we're talking about. We research our stories, and we're always inviting, you know, pro-black scholars to come on air as well, too. And then those who are OTB, meaning other than black, if you got some sense, you can come up there. It's because we did a show on the reparations, you know, about a Sacramento there, Dr. Bay. And this individual comes up there and says, well, you know, you people don't need reparations. That was so long ago. Now, let's look at something here. Put your hustler mode on. Okay, you got $50 that you invested in a venture, or invested in a brand, right? Okay, so it made money. It brought you $500, right? Then it brought you $50,000. Then it brought you $5 million, right? But it would not have started to accumulate had you not made that initial investment. And this is what happened with the transatlantic slave trade in the United States, of how it contributed to the gross national product of America to this very day. And then from what I understand is that Dr. Joy DeGruy, Dr. DeGruy was doing a project on that because she was talking about suing, you know, DuPont, also to Hartford Insurance that insured the slave ships, you know, that was bringing our people here to this hemisphere. And then also, too, so all of those of you who believe that we sold ourselves into slavery and we did it to ourselves and African hates us, okay, definitely check out the hashtag that we created at Shabaka's Black Experience, and it's called Resurrection of the Mental Dead. And we also have a group by the same name. Please join the group as well, too, is because we are in need of resurrection of the mental dead, and we're coming along. We definitely are coming along, and then we got to safeguard ourselves against this artificial intelligence that is trying to push an agenda on us. If we could develop our own black social media, let's do it. If we could develop our own podcast line, let's do it. You see what I mean? And then also, too, we got to get back to the concepts of banks, you see, so we can accumulate our wealth. We got to get with Professor PLO Lumumba and trying to get all of Africa to unite as one continent and have them develop a currency, and we got to stay away from the Chinese. We got to stay away from them Austrians. We got to stay away from all those neo-colonialists over there as well, too. And then just like President Museveni of Uganda has stated to the U.S. Administration, to the Biden regime, because they sent their people over there saying, well, you all got to embrace this alphabetized agenda, otherwise we'll cut off your aid. And the president of Uganda said, hey, man, cut off the aid. As a matter of fact, you all are still here because we are not accepting that bullshit, okay? And I'm just paraphrasing the president of Uganda, not quoting him, but he definitely was not with it, just like the president of Kenya, who told Barack Obama when he went over there to Nairobi, well, man, you know, alphabetized agenda and all that, and the president told him of Kenya, Mr. Obama, we appreciate you, you know, you have your roots here in Kenya, man, well, we ain't with this, so we're going to have to ask you to leave. His next stop was Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The head of state, you know, called Mr. Obama while he was in transit and told him, hey, man, don't even bother landing here. If you come up here pushing that garbage, and believe me, you got some very, very beautiful women from Ethiopia, okay? So I cannot see why any man looking at them sisters, you know, would want to go with this alternative agenda. It just don't make sense to me. That's like telling me that 2 + 2 = 5. But however, they have their civil rights, and they have their human rights, and they do have a right not to be persecuted, but at the same token, they do not have the right to come up to heterosexual people trying to push that agenda on them.
That's right. Well, we have to put in more films, create music that is empowering, that's inspiring. We have a major issue with how we portray ourselves or how we are portrayed in films. And you mentioned Hollywood. So we're going to touch a little bit about that. One of the perfect examples that we can look into is Black Panther 2. Now, Wakanda Forever. Have you seen that film?
Yes, ma'am, and let me just give me about 3 minutes here, Dr. Bay, and then I will yield. I saw parts of it. It came to my attention, you know, that Nemo or the underwater people destroyed Wakanda. They killed the Queen Mother. That broke my heart. But the part that I really, really enjoyed is when Siri, who now became the Queen of Wakanda, because, you know, Chadwick had passed on, well, she left that fool out there in the sun. Oh, I got to get to the water. I got to get to the water. And Siri put in the work on this fool and left his ass out there in the sun. And that's what we need to do with all them bastards, okay? Because, No. We don't have no allies. All we got is each other. These other groups hate us simply because of who we are, because they cannot be us. That's why they hate us, because they can't be us.
Yeah, absolutely. But one of the main storylines, one of the main themes that took away from Black Panther 2, and that's why I wanted to enjoy it, because it was a blockbuster film, came out last year, October 2022. Now, the reason why I mentioned this is because this is where Black Panther, the first Panther movie, was outstanding. It was, you know, to the T, great graphics, great storyline, but Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever, was a big disappointment. And if you haven't seen that movie yet, Black family, I need you to go watch it. Watch it specifically. The part that bothered me the most was the blue fish people, Namor, as you mentioned. Namor represented the Latino, the Hispanic, however you want to call it, though they represent the Latino people. And at the end, what happened? We gave them the vibranium. You see, that vibranium that was created, that was exclusively for us, we gave it to them. And that is symbolic. The reason why that's important, Black family, because Hollywood is telling you how we, as the original man with the sole source of life for other races or cultures, that we give our culture away, that we give who we are away, subconsciously and sometimes unsubconsciously. But majority of the time, we give up. We don't stand and fight. We you know, kind of kowtow around the oppressor. I'm not saying all of us. I'm saying the majority of us do that enough to the point where they feel comfortable destroying or infiltrating or trying to take over what we have established. So I want you to really watch this movie specifically. Watch it again if you haven't, because it really is an important message on how we need not to move in the future. When we have a vibranium, Black family, you don't give it away. We always helping other people. We always taking care of everyone else. Who is there to take care of us?
Exactly.
To take care of us? So that is why I wanted to highlight that, because, again, that was a blockbuster film, and a lot of people loved it. And so, but absolutely, I'm just ashamed after watching that movie. And then they said, if you remember one line, the line of which Namor stated that why didn't you kill him? Because Namor responded, because we got to pretend that we're with them so they can continue to hook us up. He said the line sort of like that towards the end. It was so powerful how they portrayed us in a sense of not knowing who we are and giving away
yes,
vibranium.
Ma'am.
So vibranium represents the power force. It represents the black soul. And when we
yes,
give
ma'am.
It up, our children are the one that suffers because they think, oh, well, I don't have to have a backbone for revolution because my parents, they don't gave up. They're not involved in politics, so I'm not going to be involved in politics. They're not involved in
right.
the community, so I'm not going to do so. And the revolutionaries
right.
that do that, the children of these revolutionaries are not as strong as their predecessors. Something along
right.
the lines have lost their way when it comes to revolution. And that's why
yes,
we're bringing
ma'am.
That all that back right here. Black Power Radio is one of many platforms that we utilize to disseminate pertinent information that you will not find anywhere else. So we are so grateful
yes, ma'am.
For our listening audience and our growing audience to really take heed on what we say on this show. Because we're not here just discussing stuff or shooting the breeze. We are giving you the blueprint of what you need to
yes,
do and
ma'am.
Take it and make sure that you don't give away your vibranium. And that's
exactly. Yes, ma'am. And then also, too, and you know, and of course, as you know, Dr. Bay, what the vibranium is today is silicon.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vibranium. Mm-hmm. It's the silicon, okay, and it's right there, you know, right there in Central Africa. It's right there in Uganda, along with the platinum, tungsten, chrome, steel, rubber, you see, and our youth have got to emphasize it, so therefore we could bring those five digits back together. You see what I'm saying? And then we got to come out of this all-inclusive confusion. I mean, look at the current Vice President of the United States, okay? Piss, for example. Because when she went there to Gory Island and I looked at that video, I almost shot my own cell phone, you know, because I saw straight through that garbage. You see? And then they don't want the strong black movie makers that you had, like a Paul Robeson and Oscar Mashore. You see what I'm saying? And what have you. And then when I sit up here and look at these award shows and got all our men folk up there feminized, and then look at the brat wanted to go up here and get pregnant by a white man, that's not progress. And then and I'm sure that every black man within earshot of me right now will feel the same way. My daughter, you know what I'm saying, impregnated by one of these things? You know, just like they on the plantation system when they had the Black Friday. Oh, well, we got the young black girls, 13, 14 years old. You see what I'm saying? Taken away from her parents and never seen again. You know, these cracker boys, oh, that's just a bed witch and this, that, there, the other, and things of that nature right there. Then a lot of the sisters say to the brothers, well, where the hell were you, you know what I'm saying, when I needed your protection? But as we all do know, this
mm-hmm.
is what the buck-breaking farms were about there in the Carolinas, in Cuba, you see what I'm saying? And this is why that they would have feminized the black male in the presence of the black female. That's why they would castrate them, just like the heavyweight champion had stated in 1974 before he went to Zaire to regain the crown, is where he stated, no, we are not brothers. It's because brothers don't hang brothers up by the tree and then cut off their private parts and put it in their mouth. Uh-uh. And then you get these Beckys and Karens telling a young black man, well, if you don't do it to me, I'm going to tell Master you rape me. So he's damned if he do, damned if he don't. You see what I mean? As you witness in a motion picture, Mandingo. You see? And then for those of you who are earshot of me, this is not racism. This is not hatred. What this is dealing with the very essence of our survival as African peoples and as human beings as well, too, because we're the original man and woman. And that's why, as you know, Dr. Bay, you heard of Fredericks of Hollywood. Ma'am, I know you have. Okay, and all them plastic surgeons over there in Beverly Hills. I love going to seeing these white women going up here to get these fake butt implants, thick lips and what have you. In 5-6 years, when that stuff starts wearing off, they're going around looking like Donald Duck. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I love that. but y'all want us to sit up here and hate where we come from. Y'all want us to sit up here and emulate you. We had to show you how to wash your funky, stinking asses, Caucasoids. Yeah, colonizer, we had to show you how to wash your ass. Our woman of Ethiopia taught you, your woman, about feminine hygiene. And you call us savages. You call us barbarians. And don't these punk-ass bastards know we the ones that gave you the concept of trigonometry, geometry, and what have you. Also, too, I want to say this here, then I'm going to yield. Las Vegas, Nevada, you all heard about the aliens, right? About the crash mm-hmm. that they had out here. And then some dude goes up there on Hip Hop Nation talking about he saw 10-foot creatures walking around and that they didn't have no mouths. And it was something like out of E.T. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to follow up on it out here in Las Vegas. But so far, I am at the conclusion, as you all know, you got military installations, right? It's probably some experiment that went haywire, you know what I mean? And quite naturally, of course, they didn't get no photographs or pictures of these extraterrestrials visiting the Earth. You know, as the ancestors did on Kemet, you know, when they came out with the configurations of the stars and what have you, there's billions of stars out there. The sun itself is a star. So if you got billions of those type of entities, such as the sun, then quite naturally, of course, there's got to be some other life forms out there as well, too. But I don't think that they made contact yet. So I was just giving an update up on that, and that there is my opinion on that. But most definitely, you know, keep up the work that we're doing at New Black Power Radio. And definitely check us out at Frontline Black News. You know, we go on StreamYard. So, too, definitely check out Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Most definitely check out Black Liberation Radio. And definitely check out the New Black Media. And keep in mind is that these mainstream medias like your CNNs, man, or the other one that you got out there, Fox News and all that, they're feeding you a bunch of bullshit, black folks, and it's up to us to take care of ourselves. I yield, and thank you so very, very much for having me.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. You've been hitting on all 8 cylinders, and you ain't got but 6 in the car, so I'm just saying to you, brother. It's right down
yes,
front
sir.
Where you can get it. Those can get it. I love y'all so much, man.
Absolutely.
Already on wherever we pick up. We y'all got your open mic. You're rumbling. It's in the middle of a good rumble. We build in Tent City, also in Washington, D.C. Be reminded.
Okay.
And then mama now got to participate in Tent City. Sponsor a tent in D.C. Go on our website and chime in and send it in. You got Dollar Tire, 77 Bakers. You got PayPal, PenPal, Cash In, Cash Out, Cash App, and Cash Dap. Make sure you give us a little dap on the way out the door. Don't you know we need that?
Oh, yes, sir.
Our young people, we got to take something and build up, brothers. We can't hold. We can't become stagnated. We can't become superficial.
Right.
We definitely
right.
can't get that. I'm a lamb.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed. And definitely keep up the great work of what you brothers is doing. And then also, too, I want to definitely give a shout out there to our brother there, Brother Aziz, up there in Ohio area of the great work of what they're doing up there as well, too. Definitely a shout out there to New Era Chicago and New Era Detroit. Definitely a shout out there to New Black Panther Party Radio. Down in South Carolina, the great work of what you all is doing as well, too. And also, too, guys like the dump, as in human shit, should be walking the concrete. I don't think he is. Just got to make sure that bastard don't get reelected. And the same thing that dude, the panties, in Florida, yeah, and I am calling him a transvestite, and I am calling him a punk, okay? It's because how dare you sit up there and tell black children, you know, they can't learn their culture and their heritage. Well, critical race theory makes us whites feel so uncomfortable. Hey, homie, do you know how uncomfortable we was on them slave ships? How uncomfortable we was picking that cotton and getting hit with them whips down there in them plantations in Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and the Carolinas? You know what I'm saying? And then also, too, Brother Akbar, and I know that you know this one, and you might be familiar with this case here, too, Dr. Bay. Do you remember the Joanne Little case in North Carolina in the 1970s?
Joanne Little?
I was real familiar.
Yes,
with
ma'am.
I think it's Wilmington, Delaware. Is that it?
Yes, sir. It is. No, sir. It's Wilmington, North Carolina.
I'm in Wilmington, North Carolina. I got it confused.
Yes,
not
sir.
Delaware, but North Carolina. Yes.
Yes, sir. And what Ms. Little did is that she was taken into custody, you know what I'm saying? And this white police officer tried to rape her, and she went on and killed his ass, you see what I mean? And fortunately, she did preserve evidence, you know, proving her right to self-defense and self-determination, okay? And more power, you know, to that black woman if she's still amongst us. But however she transitioned, more power to her spirit, you know, as well, too. See, those are the type of stories that we need to know. Okay, that I don't know, Brother Akbar, but her case did go down about 1973-1974, just right around the same time that the Queen Mother's case had went down there on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Right.
Yeah, and I really wish I had Brother Paris. Yeah, and I really wish I had Brother Paris with me right now, you know what I'm saying, the co-producer of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, because he always keeps the laptop at the ready for him to pull information up. So I am going from memory, you know what I'm saying, what's left of it, you know, at this age, because like I said, you know, I'm 60-plus something, you know what I mean? And then also, too, black family, be aware of hackers, you know, that is hitting our black websites and our black Facebook pages. Also, too, you know, they had restricted me. I'm supposed to be off of restriction in the next 24 hours or what have you, because they're saying that I, quote-unquote, was bullying on the internet. And it's very interesting of all the insults and garbage and stuff that comes my way at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, I ain't reported not one of them tricks. Why? Because there's an old saying in South Central LA, and I'm sure Dr. Bay is familiar with it: never apologize for how you honestly feel.
Bless Paul. Bless Paul.
Yes, sir.
Bless Paul. You ain't never hear Donald J. Trump, you never hear him apologize. You ain't never seen him pass that mic like that. And that's all I know.
No, sir, you never have.
We got to look forward.
Yeah, and then, oh, yes, sir. And then the cool part about it is that when the Dump became the president, the first time you saw old Uncle Tim Scott up there trying to shake hands with some of the Dump cronies, and each and every last one of them walked past that slimy looking trick, you know what I'm saying? And he just skinning and grinning, hey, Master Charlie, I'm right here trying to shake hands. And that dude, man, should have learned something from that right there. But, you know, Joe Biden, he ain't no friend of us as well either, because who do you think sponsored that federal crime bill in the 1960s? You guessed it, the one and only Joe Biden.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah,
so we got to keep
them. Still call him Joe. They still call him Joe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But old Joe Biden, yes, sir, that's what he's about. And then let's look at his dope fiend son. You know what I'm saying? All cracked out. You know what I mean? When is he walking the concrete? You're filming.
Yeah, one of them Hunter, you name your son, he's a goddamn killer. That's why I call him Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah, Hunter Biden. You know what I'm saying? Hunter Biden. You know? And then the Dump, you know, once again, with that old raggedy-ass looking Stormy Daniels, you know what I mean? Boy, that's crazy, you know? That really is very, very crazy, you know? That really is crazy. And then he survived two impeachments, and as we all know, no president has ever been convicted in an impeachment. Rather, if it was Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, or the dump twice, you see. So just on that, they ain't never going to impeach their own president. But if they can get this dude here, man, since he's the ex-president, I'm just wondering, Brother Akbar, does he still get his Secret Service protection on the inside?
I'm pretty sure something has worked out. He's got a workable piece.
Yeah.
Working on out up here.
Yeah. That's really sad, man. You know what I'm saying? But, however, you know, guys like Uncle Tim Scott, Larry Elders, you know what I mean? Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles.
Joe Spock, Niger Enos, type dudes. Armstrong, the only one Williams he got.
No, it's bad. It's really bad. And all we got is each other, black family. You know what I'm saying? That's all we got. We are all we got. And we are a people, too, as James Brown said in 1968. And we come from a very, very great legacy. You know what I'm saying? A very great legacy. It's because we are the original man. We are the original scientists. We are the original engineers. You see what I'm saying? And we owe it to ourselves, you know, and our youth to keep these strong legacies going on. And then, of course, all our prayers are out to all the black mothers and black fathers, you know, who lost their children, you know, to police violence. And most definitely our hearts go out there to the family of Ms. AJ, who was murdered down there in, Ocala, Florida, recently. You see what I'm saying? You know, and that Karen shot through the door and she made bail, you know, with her getting convicted. You know what I'm saying? That's another question, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Who is it that was just had that pressing issue that they never pressed up on the mic tonight? Now is the time for everybody to get in where you can fit in. The issue that we're discussing, the A.J. Owens case, you know, that popped off in Florida where the white woman executed our sister at the dope.
Yes, sir.
Kitty by the dope. We've been discussing that tonight as well. Yes, sir. That's one of our backdrops.
Yeah, she made bail. Yes, sir. And the white broad made bail. You know what I mean? And then, you know, and it's only an instinct, you know, of a parent to go protect their child is because this Karen is going to sit up there and hit this woman's son, you know, with his own eye tablet and then calls him all kind of foul names and what have you. So he goes, tells his mother. Okay, so AJ goes up there being his mother, knocks on the door, and this Karen, you know, shoots and kills her through the door. Okay, now, they arrested her. At first they said they wasn't, but then they arrested her. And then what had happened was she went on and made bail. So I'm quite sure that she's getting these shadow GoFundMe accounts as well, too. You know, just like they did with Darren Wilson when he killed Mike Brown. Just like the Penny Annie bastard, you know, that murdered our man there in New York. And they be donating in the millions. You see what I'm saying? They be donating in the millions. So that definitely goes to show of how much their solidarity is together. You see what I'm saying? We got to get our solidarity together.
Question. And with the swift quick.
Yes, sir.
We got it.
Yes, sir.
Swift quick. Yeah. No, and there. Yeah. I mean, who is it? I mean, somebody's hiding behind the mic, or who's out there? And our vast listening audience, anybody that hasn't spoken up, that Brother Shangori here, he's coming off that west
myself
side.
I
don't
want to speak. Sister Freedom,
right,
Jamestown,
ahead.
You know. Sister Freedom,
go
Jamestown,
right,
I want to say, you know what I'm saying, it's just truly a blessing that, you know, that I'm thankful for this opportunity to listen, because you learn when you listen. And that's what discipline and spirituality is, what it's really all about. We, unfortunately, sometimes as a nation of people, we always feel that we have to always interject and to speak. And now the time is for us to listen and learn from each other, even though we know that we are leaders and that we are strong and that we are, you know, we have the capacity to take charge. But now that's one of the reasons why we as a nation of people have not been able to work together is because we all feel that we know it all. And it also has a lot to do with the fact of our DNA and that we are of the royal people. We are truly royal. We are the royal priesthood. There's a movie out now, and they are traveling in Africa. It's from Negroes to Hebrews or Hebrews to Negroes. You know what I'm saying? And it's even going all the way to Africa, slowly but surely. And it says that every knee shall bow, tongue shall confess that Yahweh is Elohim. So the word is definitely, it's going forward and it's getting out that we are truly the ancient Hebrew nation of people. And but still in all is that it's very difficult. We have knowledge to know of us working together. That has been united you stand and divided you fall. It has been a challenge. But right now we have reached the pinnacle where it's do we fight or we die. We fight or we die. And we can talk about the condition of ourselves as a nation of people. But at the same time, the universe is saying, I have given you a left and a right hemisphere, the corpus callosum, left and the right brain. You understand what I'm saying? That was the corpus callosum, the medulla oblongata. I have given you the highest of intelligence, and you cannot realize that you need to save yourselves. You're constantly waiting. It says that faith without works is dead. And it also says that we must watch as well as pray, which means that we always talking about we waiting on God to do the work when we have been given everything that we need. And if we do not love ourselves as a nation, we blame God. God has nothing to do with the condition of who we are as a nation of people. We would be so sad seeing our children crying out for help all over the news, 12 and 13 shooting each other, crying out, nowhere to go, no leadership and no example. And we're not going to fight for our children. We need to be asking ourselves that question. So if it's about if we humble ourselves and shut up and listen. And that's what I have been doing on this show with Power Radio. As I'm shutting up and I'm listening. Even though I am knowledgeable, I am knowledgeable. I have an understanding to that. But the time is now for us strong to carry the burdens of the weak. We don't need everyone on this freedom train. But we do need, as Akbar stated, the Messiah. Because we on this radio and all of us of the frequency, we are the Messiahs. But the Messiahs need to understand that we got to know how to hold them. We got to know how to fold them. We got to know how to walk away. We have to know how to run. And we need to know how to shut up and listen. And that's what I have been doing attentively on this day is listening to this brother speak. And brother, in your 60s, that's not old. You still have work to do. Just the fact of the knowledge and the wisdom that I have listened attentively with you, it was very empowering. I want you to know of how you broke down everything that you know as much as in this short period of time. But now the time has risen, for it is now time we must fight or we die. Now, I would have never thought, I heard you say that you send your condolences to those who have lost their lives through by way of police violence. And the reason I wanted to say and come on and speak is that I'm sending my condolences not only to those of police violence, but also those of community violence. I want to send my prayers and my condolences to you black mothers, you black Hebrew mothers, of all of your sons and daughters, mainly black men, that have been murdered in this country. I want you to know that my prayers go out for you, because the United States of America have not acknowledged you and all of the murders that have taken place in community violence. And I know that there are many of us, black mothers, children have been murdered in the United States of America through by way of community violence. So today, myself, Sister Freedom Jamestown, take this opportunity to say my prayers to you and the strength to you, Hebrew mothers of Zion and women of Zion and daughters of Zion, that is now time for us to rise and take our positions. They're waiting for our young men to arm themselves, and you know they're ready to take them out by any means necessary. But now is the time for us mothers and women, children who have been murdered in this country. It's now time for us to take our stand in each city and each state, take our positions and stand and say we are holding this country accountable. Here in California, it is 5 homicides, and out of the 5 homicides, it's only 4 unsolved. America has not taken accountability for this because we have not taken accountability. Our voices have not risen. The resurrection. We have not spoken up and spoken out effectively in the way that we need to, because if it was other cultures, definitely they would not have allowed it. And so now it's time for us to stand up, speak out, and take our positions. We must either, right now it's time to fight or we die. And I would not ever thought that me as a mother would say that, but I'm saying it now. It is time for us to stand up and fight or we die. They don't want to speak about the Amazonians. They don't want to speak about the Amazonians, ancient African women warriors, who are the true weapons. They don't want to speak about that. They want that to be hidden of the Amazonian Hebrew women who fought, because they realized that they had to save their children, because if they didn't fight, they were going to die. Even Queen Victoria didn't want it to be known of who the ancient Amazonians, and even here in California, Queen Calafia, they did not want people to know that she existed, but she did. She was not a myth. But I want everyone to understand is that the spirit of the Amazonian warriors and Hebrew women that were warriors, Hebrew women, warriors, Amazon women, let me hear you say, we always expect our men, we say to be. But what about the main ones of the ancient? It was the women, y'all. It's time for us, the Amazonian Hebrew women, to rise and take your positions. And that's what I'm sending out right now in 2023. It's take your position. It's time for us to stand up and fight. And I'm not talking about coming out with swords at this time. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that the time is now for us to bear arms. If it's okay for those Karens and Beckys to be able to be released because of stand thy ground, and those who are able to bear arms and show that they bear arms, you understand? I'm saying now, but because we are not, safety has not been dealt with in this country. We are not safe, even here in California. If the law is that we are allowed to wear 3 inches a sword, talking about a razor blade, double razor blade, or whatever her name is in Chicago, a South Side, her name, I'm learning, I'm from Chicago, South Side. If it be that you can wear your blade, legally, it's time to wear your blade. And I'm not saying that it's time to slit throats, but the law is in California that you can show your blade. And I'm talking about the show, start showing these Karens and Beckys and everybody else that you're not playing no games. And that's where I am right now. I had my sword on, and someone told me the other day my sword was too long. I said, okay, because it was said that in California it was legal. Okay, but it's too long. Okay, well, if you're talking about a 3-inch, but you trust and know, I'm going to be wearing my 3-inch because I'm showing you I'm not playing no more games. I'm tired of y'all murdering our boys, and I'm tired of you murdering our people. We women, we mothers, is tired of you killing our children. And I'm going to tell you something. You know the house is divided. You know that these mothers are trying to do the best that they can. And it's a shame that this grandmother got to raise 4 in a blink of an eye. In a blink of an eye. And that's just not one, but it's over and over and over. It's happening everywhere in this country. And the mothers and the grandmothers are trying to do the best that they can. And as I heard this brother speak and say, they so quick to want to put our young man in eyelashes and high heels and dresses. And they're doing it intentionally to demasculinize them. I need y'all to have an understanding to the hidden agenda that's going on in this country. And it's only so far, as I heard the brother say, when you hit your 60s and your 65s, we getting older and we on our way out. But I'm going to tell y'all something. If that be the case, what I'm going to leave with my generation is the truth and nothing but the truth. And I'm going to call it like I see it. The time now, we are in danger, Black Nation. We are in danger. We are being targeted. And the reason that they're getting away with it is because we're being quiet. So I'm going to leave you with this. It's our time to fight or die. And as I'm telling people here in California, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. If it has to be a dialogue and a conversation, then let this be the conversation where myself am. It's about the Haiti revolution in the United States of America. And I'm going to tell you something. It's about the Haiti revolution in the United States of America. You say, well, what does that mean? Am I saying violence and slit throats? I am a woman of shalom. I come in the name of peace. However, I am a warrior and a defender, and I'm going to protect my family. I need everybody to understand that. I am not going to continue to allow you to continue to murder our people and not fight and not tell my people that it's time for us to fight or die, because that's what I see. With that, I'm going to leave you at this present time, because you can't solve this overnight. But I'm about yielding. And I learned that from 1619. It's about giving credit what credit is due. 1619, Reggie said, Stala, I know that you speak and you talk, but sometimes just calm down and let others speak. So because of that, I received that because I have much to say. But because of 1619, Reggie, who I met in Sacramento, who I saw taking care of an elder, not because he's of the Black Panthers, not because he's a powerful young man. No, not because he started 1619 reparations, because I saw him take care of an elder, 88 years old, and he gave him the utmost attention. That's what I saw in that man, 1619. And that's what made me connect to this agency. Not because of no power, Black power. Black Panther, no. It was because I saw him take care of an elder who I knew. And that's what drew me into this. And so I respect the words that he said. He's saying, because I'm a speaker, that's what I do, communication is key. He's saying, let other people speak. And so because of that, I took his advice. And I'm listening now. So I'm going to yield until it's my time again. And as we say in Hebrew, shalom means peace. Shalom.
Well, all right.
And shalom is Black power.
Always.
Yeah. good to hear y'all on the line. Yep, as always. We're trying to get the tent city going so that when the people come to D.C. for the 50 million reparations march, they have spots for everybody. Just like the Native Indigenous Americans do when you go down to the mall, they have the teepees on the mall and their own security, and we'll do the same thing and be ready for it. Black and powerful ready for it. So,
yes, sir, because all we got is each other.
That's right. That's right. That's the chairman. But yet, Black Power, I am a black revolutionary.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have a right to survive, we have a right to exist, and we have a right to live.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, a lot of great minds on here, and hopefully we can take the 1619 reparations and get us a candidate, one candidate, you know. I know the idea now is to everybody just vote for themselves, but I would say we have one candidate that we will all vote for, you know. And maybe even push that candidate into one of the national convention spots, like is what I've been thinking about. We could have a Democrat and a Republican nominee and kick their ass on both sides of the fence. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Their own candidate. I nominate Brother Shabaka Shankor and Sister Truth Bay. I nominate Truth Bay. Where you at, Truth Bay? Still on the line? Where the reparations committee at? Double R, you still on the line? Double R. I know when we go back to the table, I was going to pose a question there, but it's getting a little late. How much do you say we should get? No. I think we should do like the other races of people do. They take all their money and put it together. Collective solidarity. Whether we want to take our money and separate it. Say, okay, well, I got my $10,000 a month, and you got your $10,000 a month, and then we all still broke. I mean, really, that's not enough. It's not enough. So I would say that they take, say, like, because I've been really looking into, like, the small grant and emergency relief grant. Like they gave Katrina victims,
right.
I believe it was, I can't even think of it right now. I got it written down. But whatever it was, we should take that same amount all across the all across the board in the United States. And I think my numbers came to like $240 million. Yeah, $240 million. I think it was like $11 million, and that's just for an emergency relief grant, you know. And they've done that. They've done more than that, depending on who it is. Like the Carnegie Endowment. I know the Carnegie Endowment. They'll give you $1 million just for an art project. So be able to take our money and run now. You know, they used to waste no more of our precious time, you know. Well, to go back to Florida 15, General Sherman on the battlefield. So that's where it all starts right there. I know we can talk about H.R. 40 and this and that, but it all started with Field Order 15. General Sherman told 10 of the black leaders, 40 acres and 2 mules. I don't know why everybody forget about the other mule.
But the 40 acres and two mules would be the reparations package to repair what was done to us, you know, to repair. I mean, you can't really repair, but at least our ancestors can say, okay, we finally got paid, you know, for all the work we did. We finally got paid, you know, because I don't know about y'all, but I'm pretty sure that my ancestor, Philip, who was a slave, would surely want me to have money for all the hard work and sweat off his brow. I'm sure he would want us to have some kind of reparation, you know?
Yes, sir.
People that say, oh, the dollar ain't worth nothing. Well, give me that worthless-ass dollar, and I'll put it in my worthless-ass bank account, you know?
Right.
If you don't trust the dollar.
But I'll take the gold, Dynamite.
Let's go with bear bonds. Bear bonds, is you can use them anywhere in the world, you know? And here we are, we're changing up to the international monetary system anyway. It's right down in D.C., the international monetary system, which is the World Bank, the beast, you know? Nothing will be bought or sold without the mark of the beast. The mark of that almighty dollar, that's money, yeah. So, I don't know. You got, like I say, if you know, then you know. And what we know is that, like I say in the Bible, about those who call themselves Jews but are not, you know, because they were from Germany. They were the scourge of Germany, and they didn't have anywhere to go. So I guess America, being the ones that think they own everything and run every damn thing, well, give them Palestine. Give them Palestine. That's why the Palestinian people are still throwing rocks at their ass to this day, you know, because those are the original Jews, you know, the Palestinians, you know, the original people of that land, of Jerusalem, you know. So when they're throwing rocks at those soldiers, and those soldiers, I think they made it a statute or something. They can only shoot rubber bullets, but they were quite content with shooting steel metal jackets at innocent folks.
Yeah, the full metal jacket.
Yeah, the full metal jacket. So I'm just saying, here in America, we've already been beat down to that, you know, and it's time for us to take what is ours, you know. It's just like, what's his name, Anwar Sadat. Yeah, Anwar Sadat. See how they always try to take a person who's a liberator of the people, and they try to paint him as a criminal all the time. Even hate to say it, but I say it tactfully. Hopefully, I don't know. I ain't got no tact with me when it comes to being real. There was a preacher, and when I was telling him that Barabbas was the leader of the insurrection, he was telling me that Barabbas was a criminal. I was like, good Lord, tell me a man of the cloth supposed to be teaching the word ain't got enough sense to know a criminal between a freedom fighter. So you know what that means? Back in the day, what did they call Malcolm X? Oh, here he comes. They called Malcolm X a criminal. They called Martin Luther King a criminal. So I guess we're in good company. Should they call Jesus Christ a criminal? He was guilty of sedition because they told his people, go to the lost sheep of Israel, you know, separate, you know. Say, go to ours. So that's what we do. So what we going to be called, criminals because we go to ours? Are we going to be called criminals because we stand up for ours? That's why the people said, give us Barabbas. They said, who do you want? You want Jesus Yeshua. Do you want Yeshua who can cure the blind and cure your illnesses and everything, or do you want the man that's been chopping their asses up for y'all? Yeah, y'all want the freedom fighter. Which one do you want? That's why Ponce Pilate, wife told man, you better wash your hands of this shit here. Because there ain't no good outcome. So you're going to take the leader of the insurrection or the spiritual leader. You know what I mean? That's almost like right. My ancestors, well, my indigenous ancestors. We had Geronimo on one side of the fence and Cochise on the other side of the fence. And Cochise, he didn't want his people to go to war and lose. He didn't believe that people could win that war. So he said, okay, we'll just go to the reservation. And then so the people that go to the reservation, and then while they're on the reservation, at night, Geronimo Goyaklai, my ancestor, he said, forget this reservation. We're going out raiding every night. We're going to give them hell from the cradle to the grave every night. So we didn't want to make him a criminal. Yeah, they made him a criminal too. Because he was a leader of the people, and they wasn't going to sit down and take it and have rancid meat given to them on the reservation, tell them that you're going to take away your hunting. So they feed their family from hunting, you know, and the buffalo and the deer and the elk, you know. So
right.
Take all that away and say, here, let the trustworthy white man come in and bring you some rancid-ass meat for your family to
yep.
eat. So they
and blankets of smallpox.
Yeah, they raided every night, and down there with General Cook was chasing them over into Mexico, and they get over to Mexico, do the same thing all over again. That's why the Mexicans
yep.
call them Geronimo. Hold on one second.
Yes, sir.
So I say that to equate it with us, to equate it with Barabbas, to equate it with Yeshua, equate it with Moses. There you go. Moses was the enemy of the state. Moses was the enemy
yep.
of the state. He told
the
Pharaoh,
deliverer.
Let my people go, or we're going to, or God going to just let all kind of plagues loose on your ass. So I mean,
yeah, the pestilence.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, the pestilence.
Pestilence. And what else we hit them with? The frogs and pestilence and start killing the firstborn and all kind of stuff. And say, oh, see, mine will be safe. Well, we got to just put the lamb's blood over the door. Put the lamb's blood over
right.
the door. So when the angel of death come over, he know which ones not to mess around with. See, that's just like
yes, sir.
When the angel of death, that, see, they say angels. Angels are men. Angels were men. In the Bible, always angels were men. It wasn't like some angel going to fly down out the sky. No. That angel could have very well been Barabbas, you know?
Yep.
You get an angel, like two angels, a destroyer, and what was the other one? The conqueror. Conqueror and the destroyer,
yeah.
you know? So it always come in twos. You know, just like Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale, Black Man and Robin.
yeah.
And I'm talking about J.D. Mom Osborne and Black Lightning.
yeah, and then Fred Hampton and Mark Clark.
Yeah, yeah, see? And what is that in the Bible say? Two prophets were coming to end. And one's going to be just fierce, fire on their asses. The other one will be trying to be understanding and, you know, say, okay, so just do what God wants you to do and everything's going to be all right, you know. That's what I say.
Oh,
I say,
yes,
hey,
sir.
God put it in your
yes,
head
sir.
And your heart to do, so do it, you know. Do
yes,
what
sir.
God wants us to do. That's all I got to say. And, I heard that national chairman, where you at? Where you at, Akbar? So we got our national chairman.
Black power's in the house, up in the
there
house.
He is, all right. I am. What?
The black revolutionary.
Black revolutionary. I am.
Yep.
Come on,
I'm a black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
Yeah,
I am. I know I didn't get the go-go juice in the Agua. I'm national chairman. I am a black revolutionary, and I'm not a halfway.
There you go. Yeah, there you
come
go.
On, come
and
on,
then,
National Chairman. I hand the reins back over to the stagecoach driver himself. But before I do that, I want to land on $77Bakers, because that's where everybody needs to send these hard-earned dollars, just like you used to do when you used to tithe to the church. All it is the church is giving edification, and that's what we give y'all, edification. We give you more than edification. We give education, and and we give you the black up that you truly need. So I'm going to hand it over to our national chairman, Black Power, Black Lightning, National Minister of Defense.
Black Power,
and you are
always, always.
Black military,
this hour
for Black Power, with a revolution to black up the military. And I'm here to tell you that this is the time and what must be done at this hour. And we're standing for Black Power. We're in collective solidarity with many groups and organizations. Brother Shango is one of those branches and groups and organizations. And we got others all over the country. Every field of endeavor, every avenue of human interest. We're there with somebody ready from an armed NAACP. We've got some armed SDLC.
Look at the Deacons of Defense, Robert Welly.
Some armed Nation of Islam. We got some. I'm just here to tell you. Some armed Sunni Muslims. We got some. Some armed Hebrews. We got some. So they can stop telling you about all those people and we cowards and we pussies and we what. No, we will go to your ass, and you get out of line, we'll shoot your ass. It's just straight like how I tell them we'll do it. And I don't know no other way to do it but to do it fluid, and then put the right idea on the table, and then we can stop all this stuff. We must stop the killing. That killing won't stop. The police and these damn white nationalists in there, they ain't about to stop.
Oh, yeah.
We stop.
No, sir, they're not.
That's right.
No, they're not.
Guys, visit that
you know
bag
what I'm saying?
With a body bag. That's the only way you understand is body blow for the body blow and the body bag for the goddamn body bag with no fucking toe tag.
Yes,
this is the real shit. Rubber meets the road right here. You know it's Black Power Radio. We're giving you more of what you actually listen to radio for your own black revolution. This is the only solution to the problem that has been plaguing us, stagging us, and haunting us. And we're going to get rid of this bastard. I'm just saying we're going to drop him off like the kitty at the door. Ain't gonna F with him no more. We're going on solo for ourselves. Reparations gonna pay the way. We're just telling you straight up what we're doing. There's no secret formula, no espionage, no conspiracy, no spook behind the goddamn door. We straight getting our reparations. We take our reparations. I'm telling you now, let ride break out in this bitch. All of a sudden, all this goddamn emergency. $1 billion today was set out for reparations, and $1 billion was set out, for the riot and this and that. They got money, man, and they got our money because the service has been rendered, and they have profiteered on us long enough. So we got to check this bastard in the midst of that peculiar form of iniquity in which he practices on a daily basis. My. You about to tell you, sir? My. This fool is off the chain, I ain't going to lie. Yeah, we got Shangoria here backing up off the crack. See, most of y'all running from the crack. Me and Shango, Black Light, we running to the goddamn fight. So y'all don't want to fight, just let us do the fight. You watch from the bedroom window somewhere. But don't get in the goddamn way. That's the only thing I ask for this out. And these knuckleheaded Negroes do not get in the way of the Black Revolution. Black Power. That I know you didn't get it in last week. You didn't get it in the week before. But now is the time. You can get your issue in right now.
Sister Freedom has mentioned pray and wait. That's scripture, pray and wait. I think it goes back to when he was in the garden. I was just sort of like leaving it out with a prayer, that's all. Was in the garden of Gethsemane. And so the comrades just wait, pray and wait. wait, pray, and watch. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. You know? Because they fell asleep. And he was telling them, look, I just want y'all to stay on point. Stay on your post. You know? No sleeping on the post. So watch and pray. So that's what we got to do, watch and pray. And I'll leave it on that prayer there. Black power.
Attributes, I want you to work.
Always.
Watch, pray, all of the attributes above, because we're going to need that. Save that for yourself.
Yes, sir.
And work for yourself. Don't work for the apple.
Yes, sir.
Leave them alone. Be scared to abandon them.
Yes, sir.
Work for me. I got some kind of way to make you a hustler. You don't have to starve because you ain't working for the man. Come on. There's ways to pull it off, brother and sister. And this is straight up.
Yeah, it is.
And because that's not the only thing we got to do. We got a peculiar set of circumstances, but we got a peculiar black revolution as well. So in particular, let's fight for revolution. Black power? Black power.
Always.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Always.
Let's bring it in. Is with our tent city that we're building, every young person gets to build a tent, and especially the high school, the juniors, and the seniors of high school mm-hmm. are leaning on the juniors and the seniors of college to build Tent City for Reparations in Washington, D.C., right on the mall. This is an effort to end homelessness in the black community. And by combining the efforts of our high school and college students over the summer, we'll be bringing in the Redemption March. We'll be bringing it in. We're going to launch it on Juneteenth this weekend. And we hope that you all will be in there with us and supporting us. Kent said it's the best thing we ever came up with to end homelessness, lawlessness, and the reparation money. We ain't got to rob you when they finish the demonstration because we have our own reparations for our own nations and our own nation builders. And we won't have to look back for homelessness. I'm a builder. I'm a structural type engineer. And we will build the houses everywhere there's a tent. Should be a guarantee for a house, a corporate business, the effort of we the people, the reparations, and the government who will speak for the goddamn government at this hour. I said they will build that house. We build a Kingdom Hall over the weekend. Come on, don't tell me what can be done. Kingdom Hall can hold thousands of people if they have to. You drop a building one house for a two-bedroom, come on, we're going to slam that thing up and bring it down and roll out. So let's go, brother and sister. This is your ticket. It's your time. It's your testimony. One God, one aim, and one destiny. Black power. Black power.
Always.
Black power. Black power.
Always.
Black power. Black power. Boy, you're not going to say y'all mad with y'all. But, you know, we got to bring a good thing. It's like another good thing. It's just got to come to an end. And we hope that all of you will do what you do. Somebody was trying to make an announcement earlier. Go ahead. I forgot who it was, but go ahead.
I think that was it.
Okay, let's take it away. We got some prayer up in here we can do. We're going to pray this. Who's that bringing that prayer? Go ahead, sister.
Got that prayer?
You can drop it like it's hot. It's too hot to hold. Would somebody want to lead the prayer out? Come on, we can come in with the prayer. Because we need that prayer. These things make a difference. Who's leading the prayer?
I thought that scripture was the prayer, but I would always say, like Marvin Gaye said it best, I think Yeshua said it best when he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen." Amen.
Amen, Lord. Amen, Ra.
Amen.
Amen, Ra. Black power. Black power.
Yes. Always.
Amen, Ra. Amen, Ra.
Always.
Till next week, brother.
Black power. Black power.
Build your tent city. Build your revolution, close your reparations, and bring it to a head. No reparations in 2023, then no black votes in 2024. Remember, that is our motto. That is our way this day. As we
Thank you.